Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Glory be to God in the highest. Oh God, we bless your name this morning. Oh God, we thank you for the breath in our bodies. Oh God, that you've allowed us, Lord God, to wake up, Lord God, this morning. We thank you today, oh God, that we can worship you and honor you, oh God, in spirit and in truth. Oh God, we open ourselves up to you this morning, Lord God, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Oh God, thanking you once again, Lord, that you allowed us to have a second chance. Father, we thank you and we give you thanks and praise, oh God. We will continually be, the praise will continually be upon our mouths in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that our Redeemer lives on the inside of us. We shall praise and magnify your name, oh God, for you covered us today, oh God, against, Lord God, anything and everything, Lord God, that would distract us, oh God. So we come with an open ear, God. We come with an open heart in the name of Jesus to receive all that you have set for your people today, God. Father, we thank you today, Lord God, that our minds and our hearts, Lord God, will be focused on you, oh God. We thank you today, Lord God, that you will remove every distraction out of the way in the name of Jesus. Anything, Lord God, that has our mind focused on things that we shouldn't be focused on, oh God. We thank you today, Lord God, that our minds will be fixated on you today, God. We ask, Lord God, that you will help us, Lord God, help us in every area of our lives, oh God, as you speak through the manservant today, upon Simmons. We ask, Lord God, that he will bring the word, Lord God, that it will illuminate the minds, will captivate the hearts, and that they that have a hear, that has an ear to hear, and those that have eyes to see, will be compelled to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you today, Lord God, that we will set our affections upon you today, oh God, and not forget what you have told us today, that we will follow the instructions in the name of Jesus and take heed to your sound in Jesus' name and prepare us for this hour and this season. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will continue, Lord God, to cover, Lord God, Prophet Laron Matthews in the name of Jesus. Cover all the ministries, Lord God, that sits under his umbrella in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you're using those people, Lord God, the ministries in the name of Jesus to compel people to come to you in the name of Jesus. For at the end of the day, God, it is all about you, oh God. We praise your name, oh God, for there will be many souls that will be brought to your kingdom for such a time as this, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that the clarion sound that is being called out in the name of Jesus, that those that may respond to it in Jesus' name, Lord God, will take heed to what you're speaking on today, oh God. We thank you today, Lord God, that you're overshadowing us, oh God, with your spirit, oh God. We thank you that you're moving like a mighty rushing wind, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're, Lord God, setting your affections upon your people, oh God, because we chose to bow down before you, oh God, and deny our ways, oh God. You said in this hour, if we shall, Lord God, decrease, Father, you will increase in us, oh God. So we thank you today, Lord God, that you're able to use us, oh God, to further your kingdom in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will stir us up in the mighty way, in a mighty way, oh God, that we will not be compelled to do anything else but to serve you in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you will lift up the arms of the fivefold ministries in Jesus' name. God, we pray that you will minister to the apostles, to the prophets, Lord God, to the evangelists, to the teachers, and to the pastors. In the name of Jesus, lift up their arms, oh God, where they are torn down, Lord God, and where they feel defeated, oh God. The devil is a liar. So we thank you today, Lord God, that you're giving them a newness in their spirit, that you're going to, Lord God, use them, Lord God, with their best, Lord God. They shall be able to give birth in the hour and the season, Lord God, the things that you have set for them in the secret times, oh God. When they go into the secret place in the master's name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're stirring them up right now, God. Lift up their heads, oh God, for you said you shall be the lifter of their heads in the name of Jesus. Give them joy, Lord God, in spite of sorrow in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Lord God, that children shall be birthed out of this ministry, out of every ministry in the name of Jesus, and they shall be called by your name in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that they may not look like us, oh God, or act like us in the name of Jesus, or even dress like us, oh God, but we thank you, Lord God, that you're setting up your people, Lord God, those that have stood in the gap for those, Lord God, to come into the house of God, to be used for your glory in the name of Jesus. They shall be raised up before this hour in the season, Lord God, to be disciples for you. In Jesus' name, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over their minds and over their hearts in the name of Jesus. Yes, you can use them, Lord God, if they make themselves available to you, Lord. And so, Lord, today, God, we give you glory and praise, oh God, for the finances, Lord God, and we thank you for the increase, oh God, enlarging your people's territories. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that miracles and signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. And so, Father, we believe you on today, God, that you are a miracle-working God, and that there is nothing that is too hard for you that you cannot do for your people, oh God. We thank you today, Lord God, that those that need healing in their bodies, oh God, shall be healed in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for those, Lord God, that are struggling in any area of their lives, oh God. They shall receive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. They shall receive, Lord God, the words that they need, Lord God, in your word, oh God, in the blueprint that we need, in the name of Jesus, the instructions, oh God, to help them, Lord God, to get out of the funk that they're in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're able, Lord God, to give them what they need, fruit, in the name of Jesus, of your spirit, oh God, shall fall upon your people in the name of Jesus, where they will have faith, they will have love, Lord God, they will have compassion, they will have patience, Lord God, to wait on you in the name of Jesus, for in due season, Lord God, your people shall reap if they faint not in this hour, in this season, Lord God, help them not to give up on you, oh God, in Jesus' name, not to throw in the towel, oh God, all for their marriage, oh God, for their children, Lord God, for praying and seeking your face, oh God, for change to come, God, because we know that change will come in your timing, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're going to use the man of God, Lord God, on this line today, God, as he speaks, Lord God, may, Lord God, the fire of God, in the name of Jesus, come forth like a mighty rushing, Lord God, fire, oh God, that will send, oh God, and that people will not be burned in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Lord God, that the word, Lord God, will fall on good ground in the name of Jesus, that they that hear it will run with it in the name of Jesus. They will run with the vision. They will run with the sound. They will run to the sound in the name of Jesus and grasp a hold of the sound in the name of Jesus, and they will wrap it into their spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it will not, Lord God, let it go in the name of Jesus. But we thank you today, God, that everything that you're going to do today, God, is a landmark of what you're going to do in the next season in the name of Jesus. So those that need to come on the line, God, we pray that you will wake them up out of their sleep in the name of Jesus, that they will hear the sound, oh God, that you're compelling them, oh God, that you have a word from them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, that you're going to do a work, oh God, that we have never seen before, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you always surprise us, oh God, with the things that you do, oh God. We thank you that there is none like you, oh God, and none besides you. And so we give you glory and honor and praise because you're matchless, you're holy, and you're amazing in all your ways, God. And thank you in advance, oh God, for forgiving us of our sins, for not knowing and knowing, oh God, what we need to do and not do it, oh God. We thank you that you're washing us and cleansing us, oh God, as we come to you, Lord God, with open hands and a clean hands and a purified heart. We give you glory and honor and praise for all that you're going to do. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I believe I will get there if I trust the path he's laid. I can't see him, but he's there. I'll just follow as he leads the way, because I know that anybody believe that? I know that
God will make a way.
I try to mend, I know that
God will make a way.
I really believe
he will make a way.
Come on.
He'll make a way.
Cause even if you have to open the sea, I know I'll make it because you are my guide. That's why we say that
God will make a way.
Look at somebody and just declare it, say,
God will make a way.
Try to bend down the
way.
day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and continually be glad in it. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Prophetic Conference Line. Good morning, people of God. We bless the Lord on today. We thank God for the opportunity to come back to you once again. Amen. For the prophet's touch. As we always say, amen. It's not a touch from me, but it's a one touch from God. Anytime you get a touch from God, your life will never be the same. I thank God for touching my life over 20-some years ago. Amen. And when he touched my life has not been the same. And God is not a respecter person. What he do for one, he will definitely do for another. So I bless God on today. We do give honor where honor is due. We certainly thank God for this opportunity, but we do give honor to, amen, the CEO, Chief Executive Officer, amen, of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, to Dr. LaRon Matthews, the visionary of this prophetic conference line. We bless God for the man of God, amen, on today. We certainly give honor to, amen, Administrator Bryant, bless you, woman of God, to Dr. Wilkes, Evangelist Piggott, bless you, woman of God. Amen. To all of my kingdom brothers and sisters, all of the leaders, bless you on today. For those that are tuning in, to my queen, my best friend, to my wife, my co-laborer in the gospel, we bless God for Prophetess Eugenie Simmons. We thank God for each and every one of you again tuning in on this early Saturday morning. Amen. Many are still trying to adjust to the time. Amen. While prophetically God has pressed and launched many of us forth into, amen, some things. God gave me a revelation concerning that. Amen. Many people think that they have lost, amen, something. Well, many say we have lost, amen, an hour of sleep or hour of time. But, amen, in the kingdom of God, when God pressed you into something, beloved, amen, I'm telling you, you don't lose anything. And I bless the Lord on this morning. Amen, for the winds of God, for they are blowing. And I pray that you are in the winds of God, that you will tap into what God shall release unto us on today. Amen. My God, the atmosphere is open. The woman of God already prayed and interceded. We bless God for y'all on today. Amen. I'm not for sure if Dr. Wilkes is on, but before we get in the meat of what we shall share today, you and Pastor Aaron, y'all blessed me real good on yesterday. I was trying to get in, but I got shifted at work. Amen. Y'all was bringing some powerful teaching on yesterday, and even the question that was put on the table, I wanted to get in and chime in on that, because many people do have questions, and they're searching and seeking for answers. And I said, even when they come on this conference line through the men and women of God, that God uses them to teach, preach, prophesy, to encourage, to pray. I believe that if people really willing to be open to receive what God will use through the men and women of God, I believe that change will come to their lives. Amen. But God showed me that many people don't want change. They don't like change. They can't handle change. So that's why people won't change. And I know one of the questions that was asked on yesterday to Dr. Wilson, Pastor Aaron, was why do some churches or ministries, amen, why do some thrive and some die, in so many words, or some give up? Powerful question. And I love the way Pastor Aaron brought his opinion and his thoughts on it, and Dr. Wilson brought hers. All are relevant, all are good, because we need to know, because many people have their opinion, they have their perspective, but when we see it from God's viewpoint, from God's perspective, when we recognize the church mm-hmm. is God's bride, it is God's body, amen, but because of, again, denominations, because of the doctrine of men, and then I think somebody brought it out yesterday morning, too. We're dealing with culture, or I call it demographics. Demographics, when you deal with culture, our upbringing and what was instilled in us, what was taught to us, what was told to us. So, amen, many people believe what was instilled in them and what was told to them. And sometimes that's all they know, amen. So they will not get what I call proper teaching or proper training and equipping to help them to come into the knowledge of the truth. And this is where the church has struggled at for centuries and decades. Just want to talk briefly today on many things that may cover many grounds in this word that God gave me, and I believe it's befitting from what I've been hearing. The men and women of God have been releasing. I always, amen, seek out confirmation and affirmation through God, through his word that he's given me, so I know it's God. Based on a lot of, I even hear across this conference line through the men and women of God, certainly God is speaking. As I was traveling home and work the other day, the Lord says, amen, remind the people when they invest in this life, he said, it's a gamble. I shared it on our Thursday night word study. The Lord said, remind the people when they invest in this life, it's a gamble. But when they invest in me and my kingdom, is a guarantee. Now, you got to know that there is entirely a difference. Now, we ain't getting into our word yet. I just want to speak prophetically, amen, because, you know, we got a lot of prophetic people on this line. And, amen, that's why every believer need a prophet in their life. Amen. We have the word of God, amen, that speaks to us when we apply it properly. But we have men and women of God that God will use, amen, in this hour to understand the times and seasons, amen, to speak to us prophetically. What is the Lord saying? But that's the question I want to ask the young prophets. What is the Lord saying to you in this hour, this season? Amen. I pray that you're getting the proper teaching, training, and equipping, and that you're under the right leadership, getting what you need, not from a pathetic place, but from a prophetic place for the calling on your life to be prophets, amen, in this hour, whether you're male or female. We know that when female, they add prophetess, amen, to recognize the female, amen. But we know the prophets of the Lord, God is raising them up, young, middle age, and old. No matter how old you are, amen, calling can still be on your life. You just got to come into a place of spiritual maturity, into a place of spiritual development to understand your call, amen, and the call who God has called you to be, amen. So I bless the Lord on today. But just to help the people understand what the Lord was saying through, amen, where he said, remind the people when they invest in this life, it's a gamble, amen. Many times we invest in so many things in this life. And I was sharing with some of my coworkers, some young men and some men that I was sharing generally, because I always like to stimulate or either get people thinking. And I believe that the word of God shall always have us thinking to examine ourselves, because the Bible says, so as a man thinketh, so is he. So the question that I'll put on the table to them, or just encourage them in this life, you got to enjoy life, especially in your relationship with God. Amen, because life is like a vapor. It's here one minute and it's gone to next. Tomorrow's not promised to you, but we know who holds tomorrow. So when you in him, you believe that you will tap into your tomorrow, or you'll be thrust into your tomorrow. We know yesterday is history. Yesterday is gone. It will not come again. That's a day, amen, that's in the past. Amen. It's a time that's in the past. But while you're in your now, you have to seize the moment. So your investment, amen, it has to be right, amen, when it comes to life. Amen. Many people accumulate a lot of things. They have a lot of money in their bank account. They put money over here, money over there, invest in here, invest in there. But one of the things that I say, when you leave this place, amen, when you leave this natural existence, you cannot carry any of this with you, and I believe that's what God was trying to convey unto us through his word, to bring us into a place of understanding, amen? So that's why you have to enjoy life. I don't care how much money you get or obtain, billionaires, millionaires, amen? You cannot carry it with you, and if you could ever master that, amen, as a believer, amen. And this is the difference from being wealthy versus being rich. I will listen to something that Shaquille O'Neal was saying in one of his, interviews. Someone was asking him, amen, how he did become the way that he had become. And he said, well, he talked to this gentleman, which I believe it was a Caucasian gentleman. He said, well, y'all consider to be rich while we are wealthy. And he said, what's the difference? He said, well, rich, you show your richness on you. Y'all put it on public display in your houses and cars, amen, your bling bling and all this and that. But he said there's a difference. Amen. Wealthy is where the investment comes. We invest. That's how we are wealthy. So we continue to have a residual. While many, amen, they could be broke within a certain amount of time after they had become rich. And that's why you see the young athletes and stars, amen, they get rich over a period of time, amen, and then all of a sudden, amen, they hit rock bottom or they're broke. You'd be like, what happened to all that money? Amen. Because they what? They put all of their things in the wrong places. And it's so prevalent in our culture, man, because I know from where we came from. I do understand that to a certain degree. Amen. But when you come into this place, my God, from what we're going to share today, amen, this is where I know as believers, amen, you can come out of something. Amen. So that's why the Lord said, remind the people when they invest in this life, it's a gamble. Amen. But when they invest in me, in my kingdom, it's a guarantee. That means God backs up everything that he said concerning our lives. Amen. And that's why he said the wealth is laid up for the righteous. The wealth is laid up, amen, for the just. It's laid up, but you got to know how to tap in to get it. And here it is. I want to share with you on this morning how to get it. Amen. Not just from a materialistic standpoint, amen, but cover every aspect of your life because the Lord is still reminding many people as his people. He wants all of you, amen, that is spirit, soul, and body because man is made up of three parts, spirit, soul, and body, amen. I heard somebody say it not long ago. They said God is not a part-time lover, and that's true. He's not. He wants all of us when we accept him into our lives. He wants all of us. Amen. We just can't give God, amen, ourselves when we are going through or give him ourselves when, amen, everything is going bad. God wants us, amen, when we're up, amen, and doing good. Amen. That's God, the love that he has for us. So today I want to share from this place words of the wise. If you want to come out of something, hear me, beloved. Wisdom is your way out. And this is what we're going to drive today. This is the point we're going to drive today prophetically. Wisdom is the way out. I want to read several passage scriptures for you here this morning. Amen. I want to go to Proverbs chapter 4. I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 4, then I'm going to take you over to the New Testament in Matthew chapter number 7. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4, number 1. I'm going to read this from the New King James Version. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Verse 5 is key. Amen. I love it. Verse 7, all of them. Amen. He said, get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she shall preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. I made that as a motto at our ministry. Wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. All right, let's go over, read Matthew chapter 7. Amen. I want to start at verse number 24. These several scriptures, amen, we had did a teaching in our word study for almost close to 2 years. Dealing with these particular scriptures, and Pastor Aaron brought out another one of our scriptures on yesterday when he was dealing with Psalms 127 and 1. I said, wow. Amen. That the Lord build the house. My God. Verse 24, and it said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not. My God, we got a lot of church folks in this place. Shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Verse 27, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell, and great was the fall of it. All right, now, Dr. Wilts, if you own, I need you in the background because many people may get a little, amen, offended today. I already got two snipers in the spirit. I got my wife, Prophetess Simmons, and I got Evangelist Piggott over there. Amen. Sniper in the spirit, praying and interceding. And I believe I got Administrator Bryant. She's one in the background. She's one of them snipers that will hit you from far off. Amen. They don't know where it comes from. So I thank God for you, Administrator Bryant. And I do, I believe, the man of God. Amen. I know that he got my back. He might be resting. Amen. But I know that he got my back, so he's a sniper in the spirit.
I believe
that I have, hallelujah, bless you, sir. Amen. I have
bless you.
Kingdom sister, prophetess Tracy Pollard. Amen. A sniper in the realm of the spirit. And I believe I have Mother Sydney. Hallelujah. A sniper in the spirit. Hallelujah. Bless you on today. Mm-hmm. So I need y'all. Amen. Because I know a church folks, some people might get a little offended, but I ain't come to offend nobody, but I come to bring the truth, amen, to help liberate some people, to help to bring them out. The man of God, we have been teaching, we have been ministering, we have been prophesying as God would use us, especially as I shared with you the other day down through the years, and many people that have been connected to you, man of God, they should not be in the same place, amen, today where they was at 5 years ago. They should have done come up by now. Amen. Some people just don't want change. Amen. So wisdom is the way out. Wisdom is the way out. And one of my mottos that I use at our ministry, again, that I convey to the people, you can engage the sound of God or you can reject the sound of God. And many people hear the sound of God, but they reject the sound of God because, again, you know when people apply the word of God or they apply the prophetic word that has been released in and over their lives to their lives, because change is going to come. God watches over his word to perform it, people of God. And you can rest assured you're looking at a miracle. You're looking at a testimony what God can do. And many of us on this conference line, Blog Talk Radio, wherever you tuned in from, you know what God can do in and through your life. But many people, amen, they may not like this word, amen, but they have become foolish. Jesus said it now. He said now, because you can either be wise or you can be foolish. This is predicated upon your foundation. That's what he says in Matthew chapter 7, foundation you're building on. Whether you're a wise man or whether you are a, one of the things I thank God for, amen, King Solomon, Israel's richest or wealthiest king in Israel history. Yes, he was. He said it's something in Ecclesiastes 3, verse number 1. He said, to everything there is a season, time to every purpose under the heaven. And I say he gives the 28, what I call the 28 qualities of life. He gives 14 positives and 14 negatives. And you know when he says, there's a time and a season under the heavens, because there's nothing new under the heavens with God, nothing new under the sun when it comes to God. But every day is new to us as the people of God, as people in general, everything is new. Amen. You never seen this day before, but you got up in it, so it's a new day. But one thing with God, God already knew that this day was, amen, from eons of time, from eternity, God already knew that this day was coming to existence because he created it. Amen. So that's why he said there was time when some will be born, there's a time to die, time of war, time of peace. So he gives the 14 positive and the 14 negative, what we call the 28 qualities of life. Then he said something in Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. He said, remember now I created in the days of thy youth. Days come not, days draw nigh. Thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Reminds us in the closings of his saying, he says it in Ecclesiastes 12 and Robert 13th verse, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. What's the whole matter? Fear God. Commandment. He said, for this is the whole duty of man. Bring every work into judgment, every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. That's God. That's how omnipotent is. That's how omniscient God is. But as we dialogue from this place this morning, eyes is your way out. You have to know being wise or foolish determines your foundation. That's why it's important and so imperative for us as men and women of God. Amen. When you lack wisdom, you have to ask God. That's what the Bible teaches us. And he said he would give it to us. Amen. Without finding fault. God don't find fault in us as the people of God. People find fault. Enemy, because he's accusing of the brethren, he will try to find fault. So that's why we cannot let our trials and our tribulation shift up. People have a place that caused them to become stagnated or caused them to come into a place of not knowing. Amen. There are three types of wisdom, y'all, when it comes to wisdom. Wisdom of God that's divine. You have the wisdom, which is earthly wisdom, that's the wisdom of the world. Then we have what we call satanic wisdom. Many people don't like to deal with or address, and sometimes people operate from that place and don't even realize that they have opened that door up to operate from satanic wisdom. Let's keep on living. My God, let's keep on living. But God wants his people to operate from godly wisdom as God, and God would give it to you liberally. Not you as the people of God. Amen. You have to know wisdom. And that's why Solomon, I believe Dr. Matthews, he ought to know this, could contest to this, and that's why I believe we are in the same vein on the same channel as God speaks. Amen. He has wrote a book talking about dealing with the wisdom. Amen. Concerning her. Amen. I can't quote a book or I ain't even read the book, doctor, but I know that, amen, we're in the same vein. But when you look at the Hebrew word for wisdom, we call hokmah, it means her. It has been replaced by the Greek translation of the amen, through what they call sophistes, or been with the noun sophia. This is the wisdom of learning from the Greek. And then there's a Latin word that brings us over into glory. For glory, glory, gloria. So when we come into the understanding, when the wisdom of God is divine, this is why we have to know, beloved, that it's the ability to judge or follow the best course of action. There's a difference between wisdom and understanding. When you comprehend the information you've learned or knowledge, you understand it. Scripture said in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are bored for the lack of knowledge. Dr. Wilkes addressed it a little bit on yesterday. See, beloved, when you understand the knowledge and learn to apply it, making you gain wisdom. My God is spirit. You must worship him in spirit and in truth. A lot of people think from a place of when you're talking about worship, amen, of lifting up the hands. Worship is a lifestyle. That's why it has to be righteousness and it has to be holiness. Because the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And that's why the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. Proverbs 11 and 30 reminds us of that. Amen. Let me read that right quick for your hearing. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why I thank God that when you come into a place of wisdom, it's your way out. And you might say, well, what is the way out? What is my way out? Whatever you're challenged with on today, it could be spiritual, it could be natural, it could be marital, it could be financial, it could be ministry, it could be family, it could be anything that has you in what I call incarceration of your mind or imprisonment of your mind or put you in bondage to something. It's a shame to see many believers, amen, that say that they're believers, amen, in a foolish state of mind. I told you I need some snipers this morning. I pray that the snipers are praying. Hallelujah. Amen. And we can take out the enemy so that we know the enemy might get mad or upset, but it's okay. Amen. We just want to dialogue, amen, because the wisdom is your way out. You might have been praying, amen, and seeking the wrong wisdom, but you need the wisdom of God, amen, to help you come out of whatever it is that you are challenged with on this morning. Y'all just look at the pandemic. The church supposed to, the believers supposed to have wisdom, amen, the wisdom of God, we would have made the right choice, amen, for our lives. Many people won't be dealing with the consequences that come, amen, by the hands of the enemy. Don't y'all know that God said he won't leave us ignorant? Taking devices or the things that the enemy tries to bring against us, we supposed to be the greatest entity in the earth realm. That's why Jesus taught it so well, let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We say many people are praying to get to heaven. You ain't got to pray to get to heaven, beloved, because all you got to do is live right, live holy. Heaven is a promise to you. Kingdom. Heaven is a promise to you. Amen. But God wants you to bring heaven, bring kingdom into the earth, because when heaven and kingdom is in you, it should be exemplified through you. You will see the wisdom of God manifesting in the earth, and many can come out. That's why the Bible said, he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. If you ain't winning nobody, then check yourself. Examine yourself. Amen. You ain't on the team with the foolish people. Or the foolish people are in the world, and God has brought us up out of the world. He has brought us up out of the things of the world and brought us into the things of the kingdom. And this is why kingdom should be exemplified in the earth. And this is where you have to see the gifts in operation. Amen. See the gifts in manifestation. That's why I love what the Apostle Paul said. I love Apostle Paul's writing and his teaching. I love Jesus, amen, Jesus saying. That's why he said, according to, amen, Matthew's chapter 7, verse 24. He said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man. To Matthew's and many kingdom leaders, amen, to hold your place and your position and your posture in the kingdom. Word of God. We give the instructions to the people of God. Why aren't the people of God applying the instructions that had been given to them? They can't say that they don't understand the instructions, because I believe many of us is what I call break down for build up. Many of us break the word down, build the people up in the kingdom of God. But we build them up in the kingdom of God so they can walk in the wisdom of God. They can walk in the knowledge of God. They can walk in the understanding of God. Amen. But many people, amen, prophet, they see us, man, as what I call psychic. People come to your ministry and think that you're a psychic man of God. You're not a psychic. You're a servant. You're a prophet of God. And this is where believers have to understand to know, amen, when you connect to men and women of God, you're not connected to them because they can prophesy speaking to your life. They're God is using them to speak and prophesy to your life, amen, to push you into purpose and destiny. So that's why you don't have to chase another word. You don't have to chase another prophecy, or you haven't even carried out the first prophecy. It's another prophecy. Oh, y'all need some snipers this morning. Which I will read for y'all. Amen. Proverbs, 11 and 30. It said the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth soul is wise. A tree of life, I always like to take y'all back to the garden. The tree of life, that's the privilege that Adam and Eve had. The counterfeits that will show up to shift you from the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God. When the counterfeit, the enemy will use to shift you, to cause you to become foolish. My God, help us today, Holy Ghost. To cause you to build on the wrong foundation. The foundation has already been laid, beloved. I don't know what foundation that people are laying today, they're calling it God. Jesus Christ has already laid the foundation. He's the chief cornerstone. That's why he told us, according to Proverbs 3 and Ramah, the fifth verse, amen, lean not to thine own understanding, God, in all your ways. Lean not to your own understanding, but all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Many people allowing other things to direct their path. You have to understand, beloved, that when wisdom shows up, when you allow wisdom, amen, into your life, you got to understand it's now or her. It crowns you with the crown of glory. It delivers into you to cause you to be delivered from what had you captive, what had you in bondage. Because many people say, I call it life lesson learned. Many people still ain't learned lessons. That's why they're running from church to church. They're running from minister to minister. They're running from one marriage to another. They're running from this person to that person. Oh, God, help us today, Holy Ghost. Somebody get liberated today. Amen. You can come out if you want to come out, but tell somebody, wisdom is my way out. Wisdom is your way out, beloved, because I believe even in the trials, the tribulations that you go through, it ought to teach you something. I call it the test. Amen, because if you don't pass the test, then what? You're subject to repeat it again. That's why you see what's happening in the world, in America, in the world. Amen, they don't learn. They don't get the wisdom of God, amen, to learn from their mistakes. So they're subject to repeat them again. And that's why history repeats itself, and that's why we're in the same predicament. When I say we, amen, we as the body of believers, because we're connected to the body. So that's why God will raise up some sons of Issachar. Men and women of God will understand the times and season that we're in to convey the truth unto the people, to what? To liberate them, to set them free, make them free. Many people in the kingdom is not in freedom. They're not in liberty because they have built their foundation or laid on the wrong foundation. This foundation, now I say, Lord, now I'm getting more clarity and understanding why you said in this life it's a gamble. Because it is. And you gave me more revelation concerning that. Now, we use wisdom, amen, to save for a rainy day. Yes, yes, yes. We use wisdom to do that. But we don't put all of, what they say, all of your, put everything in one basket. People about you have to use wisdom, and the wisdom has to be of God. And if you need the wisdom of God, crown you with glory. That means when it crowns you, where's your crown? On your head, in your mindset. And think of, so is he. It liberates you. It will bring you out of what has you what? In bondage, imprisonment, incarceration of your mind. Now, I said it not long ago. Now, we understand some things are mental. Some things are psychological. You have to get some professional help. Many people call it a demon. They said they're trying to fight and cast out a demon, amen, whether it's something mental or psychological. Get the help. And just like I was hearing, Doctor, where the question was put on the table to you on Thursday morning concerning the young lady was saying how her I believe it was her mother, her grandmother wasn't teaching her about she was having these certain feelings concerning her breast as being a woman. Amen. So they were making her feel like it was something demonic. Come on, church, wake up. You got to use the wisdom of God to help even this generation. Generation want the truth. It ain't time to sugarcoat nothing. It ain't time to water down nothing. It's time to present the truth. And in order to present the truth, you have to have the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of the world. Because the world has untaught us and gave us all that they can, they're going to give us, and many of us have been what? We've been doing real good by taking what they're teaching us, applying it to our lives and applying it to what? Our children's lives. I always share with, amen, our church, our ministry, I say, man, y'all better monitor your children. You better watch your children, amen, because if you're not, the world would teach them. Let them keep allowing them to be on the internet and social media. It's teaching them something. Pornography, amen. Tell them that they can live this certain lifestyle when God never ordained or orchestrated for them to live that particular lifestyle. God created male and female. He didn't create male and male to be, amen, to produce in the earth. How can man and man produce in the earth? Put them on an island by themselves and see where they populate the earth. All population of the earth gone, wiped out. Put a woman and a woman on an island by themselves. She wouldn't be able to be fruit and multiply. God told us to be fruit and multiply and give us dominion over the earth. Something happened. Take it back to the tree of life, that gives us life. Testament. To have the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God to navigate us through life by his spirit to make wise choices and wise decisions. Should I marry this man? Should I marry this woman? This relationship, should I connect with this person? Should I connect with this person? God don't leave us in the dark. He brings us into the only way he takes us into the dark, amen, we the light in the darkness. That's the wisdom of God, that it will light up the darkness to bring out what to illuminate what is darkness. That's why, amen, you have to be the light of the world shining into the darkness of this world. Oh God, help us today. This is why wisdom from a biblical or spiritual perspective, which is God's perspective, wisdom from this view is the capacity of the mind to allow us to understand life from God's perspective. Now, let me share some words. That's why I say talk is cheap in this hour. It's time to, amen, for allow, amen, your talk to line up with your claim or your talk to line up with your action. Many people tell us something, prophet, they're going to do something. Now I'm learning in this hour because God has given me wisdom as leading of people, overseeing a work, overseeing a ministry, building a people, not building a building. Amen. That's the apostolic work that he has graced me with and given me as a prophet. So this is why we have to understand, beloved, amen, that we learn through the setups. We learn through the ones that will come, amen, just to signify. We learn from the ones that will come, amen, just to, amen, to be spies. We learn from the ones that we know that come, to, amen, to what? Stay. Amen, to carry out the vision and the work of the ministry. This is the wisdom coming from David. David messed up, but he was a man after God's own heart. Even when God presented something to Solomon as the richest and wisest king of Israel, he presented something to him, wanted to give him all the wealth. He was wealth over God. You have to make up in your mind, beloved. Amen. You can chase monetary things. You can chase materialistic things. But I come to tell you all today, it's vanity. Amen. It's going to pass away. It's going to fade away. And that's why the Bible reminds us that your treasure, vessels, that's you. Even though it's hidden, you got to find it. You got to search it out. And how do you search it out? With the wisdom of God. Excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Many of us been in the way. Why? One of my mottos, you get out of the way, God can get in the way. Amen? Your increase. Not your will, let his will be done. So that's why it's pivotal for us, beloved, to let it be the way of God. I still call them the three W's, and I remind the people of God all the time that when we allow to be the way of God, the will of God, and the word of God, we win every time. That's using the wisdom of God. It no longer become our way. Get out of the way and let God get in the way. We've been trying to fight and figure out this thing all the long. Amen. All the time when God already got it worked out for our lives. And it's will of God, it no longer becomes your will. It becomes God's will. Amen. When it becomes God's will, he will instruct you, amen, through his word. For he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I said, whose words are you following? One of my mottos, prophet, I asked them to the people of God, I said, who told you that? Amen. Me, I like to do research. Man of God, and this is why God has assured me, developed me. If you give me a prophecy, amen, if you give me a word, I hear your words, prophet, and I apply them to my life. I hear the men and women of God. That's why I discern. I hear. This is why the Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. People got it mixed up, Dr. Wilkes. The church is not the four walls of the building. The church is us as men and women of God. We're the church. We're the called out ones. Got it mixed up. You can build the immaculate building, amen, and the building look good. People run to the building. If they run into a building that, amen, the anointing not there, the power not there, the glory not there. Ichabod is across the door, my glory has departed. But they feel like, amen, we have church. Not realizing they're not getting the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, and the understanding. And this is where our culture, amen, has messed up. Now, I pray for our forefathers and those, amen, that have paved the way. I pray for them because they only could learn from a place of what they knew, yielding them by the slave master, amen. But I thank God that many of them still, those that survived, amen, slavery, survived bondage, amen, got to a place now because we're in a now, amen, new century, new decade, new time, new season that we're in, many of them allowing God to change, transform their minds. And I know many would say, well, man, why didn't I get this back then? Or why didn't I grab hold to this? Because it was what you were sitting under. It was through the teaching that was being imparted into you because they only knew certain things. Amen. Even though many of them were led by the Spirit of God, then some, amen, were just following the doctrine of men or following what was told to them. And I asked the question, who told you that? Amen. Because you know how it is when you, and you take the word. That's why I don't take everybody's word. Me and my wife have to learn that even, amen, when you see stuff put out on social media, somebody said, well, this person died, amen, and you come to find out, when you call somebody to find out, man, it's a lie. Somebody don't put the word out that this person died on social media. So everybody taking the word, amen, pray for such and such. This person done died. And when it comes to the reality of the truth, the person hasn't even died. Amen. So this is why you got to get the facts. I call it bringing facts into focus. You got to get the facts of and which brings you into truth. Amen. So you don't believe the hype or you believe everything you hear. That's why we're not moved by what people say. Or we're moved by what we see. We move by what God says. That's why when you come into the wisdom of God, it opens you up. And that's why I thank God for wisdom of God. People of God, many of us fell into traps and lies of the enemy, generation to generation. Many have took on, again, the wrong wisdom that have really caused people to be in a state of mind. Many people think that if they take on the wisdom of the world, that they become wise in their own eyes, and the Bible teaches us not to become wise in our own eyes. That's why you have to understand, beloved, in this hour that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and destruction. Bible says a wise man will hear, learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. Even when it comes to marriage and relationships, we're learning. When we say wise counsel, that means get the counsel from the godly, not the counsel of the ungodly. How is it that you can get the counsel of the ungodly, amen, your ungodly friend, and they ain't even married themselves? They ain't even in a relationship, but they can tell you, amen, what you should do in your marriage and your relationship. This is why you have to get wise. And women of God, we understand through life experience, we get the wisdom of God. Help navigate us through what? By not making in this with y'all. And this is why I love what, and I know this is prophetic by itself, Bible mentions wisdom 222 times. We are in the year what we call 2022. Wow, God. Bible. Then, you know, the Bible talks about wisdom 367 times. So that's a little over a year, 365 days in a year, and then 367 times wisdom. And I said, there's no way that a should be ignorant or should be foolish, because your word is giving us the breakdown of how God. I'm reminded now why Solomon, the metaphorically, Solomon's got to make sure my words sound right, doctor. Amen. When he talks about in Proverbs 9, fill of the wisdom to the Lord, wisdom, instruction, knowledge. Now, doctor, I know my call is fading in and out.
We can hear you, doctor.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right.
Yes.
And I said, the fear of the Lord, I said, many people have lost the fear and reverence, because when you think about the fear of God, it's not from a place of being afraid. It's a reverence. We reverence God. And we have seen over time, we have seen how things have shifted and changed. People don't have the fear of God anymore. Part of the building, the seven pillars, to have our houses, which is our, we house the temple of God, where we house the Spirit of God in us as men and women of God, as the people of God. Then we have to follow the instruction, because Solomon speaks of it as he says in Proverbs 4. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father. Attention to know understanding. Understanding. You have to have the knowledge of God. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You're so that was foolish when it comes to us as believers understanding the things of God. Now, we know that there are many methods and many styles, and I heard Pastor Aaron talked about the charisma, the charismatic, how we was, most of us were reared up in that. We thought that was the height of it. You know how there's a man, the woman, she ride back and put you into that old hoop mode and put you into that charismatic movement, and we was in that. We thought that was it. The Holy Spirit was moving. I don't get it wrong now. I tell people I love some good hooping, but you better give me some word. I got to have some meat on that bone. My God, because I got to eat. I ain't no milk no more. I'm on meat now. Amen. I don't get choking this hour. So that's why we have to have teaching. Break down for build up. Amen. We got to be able to learn from some stuff. I tell people about that finger. Stop putting that finger up. I mean, you ain't no slave no more. You ain't in bondage. If you still in slavery, you still in bondage, you still incarcerated in prisons of your mind, you don't have to throw up the finger, because God already excused you. That's why the Bible says in Galatians 5:1, stand therefore, the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So y'all, so the system, this is where I'm going to get in trouble at. Bless the Lord. My snipers, come on. The system that's been put in place in the world, people of God, you are a believer. You are a child of God. Use the wisdom of God. Now, we understand if you're crippled. We understand if you're at a place, amen, you can't help yourself, amen. But if you're at a place to help yourself, get off the system. Oh, Shabbat. Get off the system. My wife always encouraged the young lady. Get off the system. Don't allow the system to crush you. Amen. Don't keep making babies and stay on the system for handouts. The enemy is setting you up. This is where we say the mark of the beast, because you're taking the mark of the beast. Many people don't believe this, people of God. This is why you need prophetic people to tell you the truth. The Antichrist spirit is in the land. Prophet, I believe, man, I had to pray. Y'all got to pray for me. Amen. I believe even when they gave the Social Security number, God, they marking us. They're trying to sign out who you are. Amen. They cause you. God said we're not a number of the letter. We are a necessity in the kingdom. We're just not a number.
We are a necessity. So they put a number to us to try to define us. You can't define me. I'm in the kingdom. I'm a child of God. I'm a servant of God. God has given me the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of him. Amen. Even though I'm in this world, but I'm not other, just as Jesus said. Because if we're going to be the epitome of him, the followers of him, then we got to set the example of him in the earth. Oh, God, help us today. Lord, help us. We have to follow the instructions, get the knowledge of God to help us as men and women of God so we won't keep making the same mistakes. Repetitively, keep us in the same state of mind. That's why many people, we say, fail the test. And they got to repeat it again. Now, I know they teach us and tell us we have the grace and mercy. Thank God for it. My God. But how long shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? We know grace, his grace is sufficient for us, as Apostle Paul said. But, beloved, how long shall we continue in sin? What is sin? You know what to do and who not to do it? That's sin. The Bible says that. Go study your Bible. Amen. James talks about it. You know what to do, but choose not to do it. The man of God is giving you the instruction. He told you what to do, and you choose not to do it. As a believer, the Bible said that's sin. So let me get back to the system. Now, we follow the system of the world. When I say we, not me. I ain't talking about me. Hallelujah. I think I follow the system of the kingdom. I'm under the kingdom. That's why I love kingdom. Amen. And God is teaching me to follow his wisdom, his knowledge, and understanding to impart, teach, train, and equip the people not to follow the system of this world. You already see what the system got us in. Got us into a pandemic, and a mess. Brought chaos into the land that caused many from the church world, what I call the religious world, or the traditional mindset, amen, to take something from the enemy. You know it came from the enemy. I told you follow the money trail. I told you if you ever study the scaleparis, amen, if you study, amen, those serpents around those poles, you will understand from a medical, amen, standpoint, you will understand that the poison they've given us is good. So I don't like medication. I understand God used wisdom, amen. He used men and women of God to work in the medical field to give us certain treatment to help cure certain things. It's not a cure. That's why we have to believe in miracles. Miracles, supernatural healing. And that's why you got to eat properly, use wisdom of God, drink properly. Your body's made of 80% water. You know you're supposed to drink water. You're not drinking water. You're drinking all them Pepsi Cola and the dressing guy on the job. Hey, man, I know people don't like truth, but that's okay. The truth's going to liberate you. Tell somebody, amen, wisdom is your way out. He's drinking all these Pepsi Cola, amen, knowing he got high blood pressure, knowing he got sugar diabetes, amen, he's going through every day. I say, sir, if you back off some Pepsi Cola, stop drinking them every day, 3 or 4 days, amen, your levels would come back to his normality. Amen. Drink some water. Hallelujah. Drink water in the wintertime. Water is good for the body. You need water. It's necessary. Somebody's necessary. Amen. Wisdom of God. And man shall not live by bread alone. Word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. What did God say? Got to tell your enemy, what did God say? You can't stay under the system because the system is blind. And the blind leading the blind, the Bible lets me know they both going to fall in the ditch. Somebody need to be pulled out of the ditch. Oh, glory. Help us this morning, God. Words of the wise. Wisdom is your way out. Beloved, you've got to be wise in this hour. You know the Bible said be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. He ain't talking about serpents, amen, to spit out venom and poison, amen, to take out your enemy. But he's talking about at a place that you will use wisdom. He said he used the serpent, and when he cursed him and caused him to crawl on his belly for the rest of his life, amen, and he used a serpent as an analogy or metaphor, amen, to be wise as serpents. And harmless as doves. Understand, beloved, in this hour that we're in, when you're building on the foundation of God, Jesus said it, you become a wise man. So when the storms of life come, when all of the winds begin to blow, I'm in the winds of God. That's why I don't run with the chickens no more. I soar with the eagles. Doc, I'm up there with you. Doc, I'm soaring with the eagles. Eagles soar high. Eagles see in the realms of the spirit. We don't run and play with petty stuff. We don't deal with the chickens. I got to get away from the doctor. Pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Wisdom is your way out. You know that you got to come off the system. We are in the kingdom system, which is the system that God has given us. That's why he said wisdom is the principal thing. It's principal. The principles of the kingdom is wisdom. And all by getting, get what? Understanding. Let God crown you. Oh, God, you crown of glory. Let God impart into you. This is why I always say, tell the people of our ministry, take the cap off your mind. Take the cap off. Amen. So get the positive and the download. Where comes the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding from God. Amen. They be thinking that I be being sarcastic with them, but amen, through the prophetic words and the wisdom and the revelation that God gives me to release to them, amen, not only to them, but to the body of believers. Amen. It's to help you, not hurt you. Amen. It's to push you into purpose and destiny. It's not to bring you into a place of incarceration or imprisonment of your mind to keep you in bondage. It's your way out. Don't follow the instructions or the knowledge. Remember, wife always give married couples instructions. Amen. We give by the way of experience. We give it by the way of the word. We don't give it by the way of our opinion. Amen. We know it's going to help you because it helped us. Amen. So when you follow that, you get the knowledge. Amen. Which becomes the knowledge of God. You will not be the people that will what? Have the lack of knowledge, but you will have the knowledge of God. Now the pillars are being put in place. That is their set. Then you're now coming into understanding. These are seven pillars of wisdom. Coming into understanding. Then discretion. You will be in a place of understanding the discretion. Then you come into a place of counsel. Then you come into a place of what? Reproof. Many people don't like rebuke prophet. They don't like to be reprimanded. That's what I said on your conference line the other day. Many have to be reprimanded when they're out of order. And anything out of order has to put a sign on it saying it's out of order. Because when you look at it in the natural, when it's not working, amen, people put a sign on it saying it's out of order. You can't use it. I know they've had a sign on our vending machine at work the other day, out of order. I mean, if you put your money in that vending machine, you're subject to lose it. Amen. I'm not losing what God has graced me with in this hour. Messing with something that's out of order. Man, anything in the kingdom is in order, is in alignment. There's no confusion in it. I'll be wondering, I'll be praying, talking to the Father. I said, Lord, why is there so much confusion and chaos in the body? And God said, it comes from the foolishness of man. Man has opened the door up to the system. They have put these handouts from the system, amen, to change God's rules and regulation or change God's principle concerning his word. That comes back to the doctrine of men. When the doctrine of men is implemented, people of God, because God already knows, amen, that you're not, as a people, you're not going to search, you're not going to do research, you're not going to study the scriptures for yourself, because what the enemy is going to say to you, amen, when you open up the Bible, I don't understand it. That's why you got to get the wisdom of God. First of all, you got to be filled with the Spirit of God, because if you're not filled with the Spirit of God, you will never understand the things of God. And many people get saved and put their name on a roll. Well, wait a minute, let me backtrack. Many people join a ministry or join a church without being saved. Amen. So that's why they can continue to go through, amen, the reciprocal or go through the cycle without change. And I say anytime people can sit under an anointed word, something ought to change. Amen. Something ought to transform concerning their lives, especially if wisdom is being released. Because wisdom is the way out. And if they don't want to be healed, delivered, and set free, then that lets me know they want to remain the same. So this is why, beloved, in this hour we're in, it's critical for us to have the wisdom of God. And in the wisdom of God, amen, it will cause you to make wise choices and wise decisions in this life. Amen. That's why he came, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Many people think it's in our careers. They think it's in everything that we do in this life. People of God, it lets us know it's all vanity. We use wisdom, and we know how to bring the establishment of what God already established. Creativity is in you, but you got to use the wisdom of God. Amen. Doctor, I'm learning on this journey, step by step and day by day, God is teaching me. There's some things that God allowed me to put into play. Amen. I know that, amen, I'm behind time, behind schedule, but God has brought me up now. Amen. When I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, but now I'm grown up now. I'm becoming a man. Amen. And I'm a man of God in the kingdom of God, standing now, God, what I should have done, amen, over 10, 20 years ago. But God, I thank you for teaching me through the men and women of God. I thank you for teaching me by your Holy Spirit that I'm now in a place of understanding. Amen. Where the enemy will no longer keep me incarcerated. He will no longer keep me stagnated, stuck, amen, being foolish. Oh, God. So that's why, beloved, to this place, receiving the wisdom of God is your way out. You shared some time ago another prophetic word that God gave me about, amen, the woman at the woman, when Jesus met the woman at the well, amen. You drink from this well, you'll never thirst again. When he was speaking to her life, you will never thirst again if you drink from this well. Amen. She thought he was being sarcastic. Amen. When Jesus was speaking kingdom, he was speaking revelation to her life. He wasn't talking about drinking from the well of Jacob, but he was talking about drinking from the well of him. And this is what, people of God, you got to drink from the well of God. And when you drink from the well of God, you will get the wisdom of God. Because anytime wisdom shows up and you reject it, trouble, especially in these challenging times that we in. As the men and women of God that are rooted and grounded, people of God, prophetically, God took me back to something prophet, and I believe he's dealing with many prophetic people concerning this. He took me back to something I said, wow, and I think, prophet, you prophesied it concerning the things that are happening in the United States and the things that are happening globally. Amen. Prophetically, people of God, God said there's something about to hit the United States of America. And he pointed out three major states. Three major states, he took me back to it again, and I said, oh, God, wow, we got to really pray, y'all. There was a city of Los Angeles, California. There was a city of New York City. And there was a city of Washington, D.C. that will affect the DMV, Maryland, and Virginia. People of God, we got to pray like never before. And God began to give me more revelation, even New York, Wall Street. It's going to flip the financial system. People of God, get ready. That's why the prophetic people have to be in that place with God, have the wisdom of God, because it's our way out. It's to bring our family out. It's to bring those people that are incarcerated, those people that, amen, are imprisonment of their minds, because the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. People of God and prophet, I shared it with you. I don't know why I wrote it. Now, I know I wrote it, amen, for a reason. And I said, mark your calendar. March the 3rd. God, why in the world did you allow me to write 3-23-23? We haven't even got into 2021. I'm faithful with God to read what you want. And I read, amen, about a shock and a shaking coming. And I said, I know it has something to do with the pandemic in the land that people wasn't prepared for. And this is my preparation. The reset has been all about that. The reset. God is still resetting us. Resetting us from 2025, reset. That's why you've been many people talking about the reset. Reset, by resetting us as the body of believers to take on his wisdom, not the wisdom of the Lord, nor your wisdom. Because your wisdom won't get you to that place in God. Come in and corrupt. To steal, kill, to take. Up in heaven. Earthen vessels where the treasure is in you. That's why the words of the wise. Wisdom is your way out. Don't be foolish in this hour. Be wise. It's an example through the 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. Then, why the wise, amen, had their oil. I got my oil, my anointing in this hour. Man, ain't nobody going to sabotage. Ain't nobody going to take my anointing. Ain't no flies getting in this hour, baby. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Why the other one want to play. Amen. This ain't the hour to play church. This is the hour to become the church. Amen. We ain't talking about the four walls of the building, but we talking about you as men and women of God, as the servants of God in the fivefold ministry gift in function. That's why Paul said, I didn't come with enticing words of man's wisdom. I didn't come to, amen, to give you big words, to cliche certain words to make you think that I'm smart, to make you think that I'm intelligent. No, I come to give you words of wisdom to bring you up out of what you're in. I come in the wisdom of God. I come in the wisdom of the Spirit. I come in the power and the authority of the Spirit. Why it's imperative for us as men and women of God, Amen. It will be caught up on the height in this hour. Amen. Don't take another prophetic word. You become the word. Amen. Let the word get in you. And what I'm telling you is this hour, when the word gets in you, you will have the wisdom of God to navigate you by his spirit in the earth. You just won't be running here and there and being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. There's illegal sounds that's being released in the earth realm while wars and rumors of wars are taking place, while Russia and China coming together symbolically. You better understand something. Revelation ain't speaking just to be speaking. It's speaking revelation to us. Together, prepare yourself. Got the bear and the dragon. Look out. Revelation talks about them coming up out of the sea. Wars and rumors of wars. You got the eagle, which is America. The eagles, don't let your eagles, don't let your wings get cut in this hour. Yes, God. Wisdom. Stay out. Be foolish in this hour. Man, I don't care if it's a bad relationship. Get the wisdom of God so you can come out of it. Amen? You connected to someone. Connected to something. Connected. I don't care what it is. Old teaching, old religion, relationship, your religion with God, because it's going to liberate you and set you free. And anytime in your relationship with God, amen, it always liberates us. And I thank God for my relationship with him. It ain't based on my denomination. It ain't based on, amen, religion. There's over 4,600 religions in the world, and they're constantly growing. New age religion. New stuff coming out. Many ways to God. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And that's why it has to be the way, the will, and the word of God. I know there are many translations of the word of God, and they have changed. They have added and taken away. But in your relationship with God, God won't leave you in you. He won't leave you in the dark. This is the word of the Lord to the people of God on today. Words of the wise. Wisdom is your way out. Find your way out in this hour. And watch it bring you out. I don't care what it is you're in. He will bring you out. He will set you free. Amen. You are free in mind, body, and spirit. God liberates, amen, what belongs to him. That's the word of the Lord on today for the people of God. All right, minister, we'll take a quick commercial announcement that you might have, and we'll come back, open the lines up. I thought about it, have some questions. I have many questions on today. Hallelujah. Now, the young prophet, we got to ask them a question today. Hallelujah. So, minister, is he there?
Yes, sir. Just one second.
All right. Let's.
Get ready. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries presents the 8-year church celebration. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews Sr., pastor. The anniversary celebration theme. It's time to make it count. March 25th through 27th, 2022. Kicking off Friday night, March 25th at 7 p.m. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews Sr., pastor of Way of Life Holiness Church, Joliet, Illinois. Saturday morning, March 26th from 10 a.m. until noon. It's the Leadership Workshop. Your host, Apostle Greg Jacobs. Greg Jacobs Ministry, Chicago, Illinois, Saturday night, March 26th at 7 p.m. Apostle Linda C. Sherrill, International Deliverance Church Ministry, Chicago, Illinois, Sunday, March 27th at 11 a.m. It's Celebratory Reflection with Dr. LaRon Matthews and the Restoration Family. For more information, call 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. The Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 8-Year Church Celebration, March 25th through 27th, 2022. Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Amen. All right. Minister, you have an announcement
over there
you want to give?
Just a quick reminder, Pastor Mims, that this Sunday, the third Sunday, is Love Sunday. We've adopted for Dr. Matthews, and if you would like to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website, WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at money sign RFPIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreU@yahoo.com. God bless you, man of God.
All right, bless the Lord. Let me say this before we open the lines on Prophet. I apologize, man. I messed your book all up, man. It's The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. Amen. I know that's a powerful book. It will bless many people's lives. Amen. As they purchase the book, thank God for it, man. Again, I know that we're on the same channel, same frequency. We are in the same vein when it comes to the things of God. And, amen, that's why I love about you, man of God, and love about the people of God that, amen, allowing God to use them. Because one thing that I say, when you make yourself available to God, he can use you. Because he's not concerned about our availability. He's not concerned about our ability. He's concerned about our availability. That when we make ourselves available to him, he can use us. So I bless the Lord. Amen. For what God is doing in this hour. Amen. And the reasons that each one of us are in, we have to really stand our watch, hold our place, our position, our posture in the kingdom of God. Amen. While many things, again, are happening in the land, God has a remnant, amen, that is conveying his truth in the earth realm. It ain't all about the hype. It ain't all about the crowd. It's all about the crown of glory, amen, in this hour. So don't miss it, people of God. Don't miss it. I just want to reiterate something that I said, and to encourage all of the people that may be struggling with this and struggling with that, amen. Just don't be bamboozled, or what we call fall for the okie dokie, as many would say, amen. As believers in the body of Christ, men and women of God, the children of God, we're not walking in darkness, we're walking in light. We're not seeking and searching, amen, for the light should be in us. As men and women of God, to exuberate, amen, to shine in the darkness of somebody else's life, or shine into the darkness of other people's lives, amen, shining into this earth realm. But because many things have shifted, so many people when it comes to the church world, amen, it's shifted dynamics and the scope of God's word, amen, the principles of God's word. And this is why we are dealing with what we're dealing with, amen, in the church, amen. And this is why I think someone asked that question on yesterday to Dr. Wilson, Pastor Aaron, about why some churches are thriving and some, amen, are drying up or some are dying, amen. It's because, again, as they stated and as I will share, many people, amen, have tried to take God's glory, or many people, when it looked like they're thriving, as Pastor Aaron broke it down, look like they're thriving just because they have thousands of people, they have a mega miniature, mega church, because of the money backing, amen, deals, don't have the wisdom of God, amen, because you got to know that Satan will disguise himself too as an angel of light, amen, and you think that this is the real deal, this is where your discernment has to be heightened, your discernment has to be at its highest peak in this hour. We live in this incredible time now, beloved. The Bible says perilous time, dangerous time. And it says how men will become lovers of themselves. So you better know that you know in this hour. Ask God. He will give it to you. Seek God. You shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Amen? So we bless the Lord on today. All right, administrator, do you have any any questions or comments over there on the blog side or the chat room?
I'm the, in the chat room apostle. We welcome everyone that's listening in. One of the young prophets came forth and said that he says God is saying the supernatural. God bless you, man of God. What a powerful word this morning. We truly appreciate your teaching.
Amen. Bless you on today. Yes, Lord, to the young prophet, thank God for you. I know one of the questions I want to ask y'all, what is God saying? I know what just said, what God is saying, and this is why, amen, prophets know that they're called to God. Say it again. Oh, you said something, administrator?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's why you're called to the office of a prophet. Amen. You have to take that office serious. Amen. As a man or woman of God, God needs you in that place. Many people want to drive to the office of a prophet because many, back in the day, we call it the showy gift, or many are attracted to that gift because, again, they treat that gift like we're psychics or palm readers or some of the sort. No, we're just one of the gifts in the body of Christ that God is using, amen, to speak. Not prophets of the old, we're prophets of the new, amen, perceiving what God has given us now, amen, and receiving what God has given to us, convey unto the people of God. Many prophets operate differently. That's why we can't mimic each other. Prophet is a prophet, he's a man of God. I'm born a prophet, even though I'm an apostle in my apostleship. Amen, but I flow different in my office of the prophet than prophet do. So I don't mimic him, he don't mimic me. Amen, he's my spiritual father in the gospel. I may have some characteristics, amen, but I don't try to be like him. And many people, they try to be like somebody, so I think prophet said it some time ago, what you do, you cheat him, and you cheat me. You cheat each other when you do that. Amen, so you have clones in the body of Christ, and that's what has happened for years. People wanted to be like Bishop Jakes. People wanted to be like Joel Osteen. People want to be like George Mike. They want to be like this some big-time name preacher. When God has graced you, anointing you for a time such as this, let God use you. Amen. We're all on the same platform now. Bless the Lord on today. Bless the young prophets on today. All right. You're on the blog side. You get one on your dial. We got a question or comment this morning before we go to the conference line.
Pastor, good morning.
God bless you.
I'm sorry, I wasn't on my post this morning. if they want to also text a question, they can text it to 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. And enjoyed the word this morning, man of God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Will. Bless y'all. George, y'all on yesterday. I was trying to get in. Amen. But I got shifted at work. And I said, my God, what are you hitting on some good stuff? My God. Thank God for it. Thank God for
you
it.
You know what?
Amen.
It's like you said, the wisdom and just my interpretation of what you have said this morning. People don't want wisdom because they want to do what they want to do.
Right.
They reject, so, and they don't understand. If they take part of God's word and they mix it with their knowledge, with their the thoughts and patterns of their own thinking, it's not going to work. And so many times people find themselves in crutches or find themselves in a place. They'd be like, well, where's God? I thought God said. No, that's the question. You thought God said. But when we have to stand still, we be slow to speak. We can hear the voice of God clearly. But so many times we're moving when we should be standing. That's the reason why I believe a lot of times people miss the mark. They miss the instructions that God is trying to give because they're so busy moving. Why they should be standing still, and this practice makes perfect. It takes patience. Patience works right along with wisdom, believe it or not. When it says let patience have her perfect work, that's part of wisdom. And you and a lot of folks, they want it now. N-O-W.
Yeah.
They want it now. And God says sometimes he tells us to wait. Wait is still an answer, believe it or not. And sometimes when we wait, if we wait and wait and wait, God will give us some revelatory information. He will lead and guide us to be satisfactory to the desires of our heart. But that comes from wisdom, and we don't want to do that. So I thank God for the word this morning. Like I said, I truly appreciate it. I don't want to be talking too much, so I'm going back on mute.
Man, that's good. You brought up some valid points. And when you talk about that waiting part, many people give up in the waiting, waiting because whatever it is. And this is why we have to understand we have the wisdom of God in our waiting. Don't mean we don't stop. We don't stop serving. We don't stop doing what we're doing in the kingdom of God, because many people get frustrated. They get aggravated with whatever's happening in their personal lives or whatever's happening around them. So they throw in the towel. That's why a lot of people, we know the Bible is fulfilling itself, prophecy is coming to pass. The love of many waxing cold and great falling away, we see that. But when we're really talking about a rooted, grounded believer dealing with the challenges of life, dealing with warfare that many of us sometimes deal with, or even take hits we shouldn't be taking, as I said on Thursday night to our leaders, prayer warriors, intercession, we don't throw in the towel, because I told them that even me being a leader of a people, you know, when I went through the loss of my mom in 2021, you know, it took something out of me. And I still had to deal with my family being the oldest sibling in my family, and then still deal with the people that I was overseeing at a ministry and a work that God had charged to me and my wife's hand. Warfare was coming. It was so great. And, you know, people that you thought that love you, well, I mean, I love them, no matter what it is. You know, it brought so much warfare to me, and it felt like, you know, like you out on an island by yourself. But I knew God was with me. He was teaching me some things through it, even in the midst of my pain, my grieving, because I couldn't even really grieve like I want to because I was handling and navigating through so much stuff. But it was the wisdom of God that helped me get through all of that and still dealing with some stuff to that. How to deal even with people that should be following the instructions, the instructions that, you know, that was given even to the family, the instructions that was given to my ministry, the instructions that, you know, that was God was giving there. I mean, it was sound doctrine, but sometimes people, because of what they're dealing with in their personal lives, they just look at me, myself, and I. If I had to look at me, myself, and I would have threw in the towel. I would have gave up and hit me Negro. I just work out on my own soul salvation, as the Bible tells me. Work out your own soul salvation and stay focused on that. Me and my wife kind of, let's just go on a vacation. Let's just get away and forget everything. But God has given us a charge. And that's why I say you have to know that you've been called to this. When you step into leadership role or position as a leader, to whom much is given, much is required. You can't give up. You can't throw in the towel. You have to trust God through it, and you need his wisdom that will help navigate you by his spirit to make the wise choices and decisions. Amen. Because if I was like I was back in the day before I got saved, somebody, I would probably be in prison or locked up in jail. Amen. But thank God for change. Thank God for transformation. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. All right. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Bless the Lord on today. Amen. If you're on the blog side, you hit one on your dial. If you got a question or comment this morning, you can come right on in. As the woman of God said, if you don't want to be audible, you can send that text.
Everyone, giving honor to Prophet Milan Matthews, Lord God, and everyone on the line. It was a blessing to hear such a powerful word of the Lord this morning. Man of God, it was like a plant being watered. It was a refreshing word. Amen. And it was an on-time word. Amen. And when you spoke of you know, the five, you know, the 10 virgins, five were wise and five were foolish. You know, the Lord had been dealing with me concerning that. And, you know, this is a time and a season that we have to make sure we know who we are and whose we are. Amen. You spoke about the system. Many are so attached to the system. It's time to be free from that system. Amen. Because if you're a part of the system, you're going to find yourself in a position where the enemy is going to come in and take you unawares. So I'm blessed by this word. Amen. It's time for the men and women of God who confess Christ to detach from any worldly system, any worldly mindset. Amen. God is our sustainer. He's our maintainer. We have to trust and believe God that he's going to do everything that he said. We have to continue to stay in his word, walk in his statutes, walk in his commandments. And this word has just reignited me. It's re-blessed me, refreshed me. Amen. And I'm encouraged all the more. Amen. It's not about titles. It's not about positions. It's about your position with God in the kingdom. But what man considers important is no longer important to me. Amen. Praise God. And I just thank God for being connected with men and women of God on this line. Amen. You may not hear from me often. Amen. But I love you all. I thank God for you all. And man of God, may the Lord continue to bless and keep you. May he refresh you for what you poured out today. Amen. Praise God. I can't speak for anybody else, but I know you have blessed my soul this morning. Praise God, because there were so many confirmations, and I can't go point by point, but it is far time. The night is far. Amen. And we have to shake off a lot of things. God is trying to propel us somewhere. Amen. God is trying to push us forward. And when a rocket leaves this atmosphere into the next atmosphere, the thrusters can't go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let those things that we don't need fall off from us. Amen. Those people, those places, those things, those mindsets, let them fall from us so we can go into our next level in God without hindrance. Hallelujah. Stop wanting to, everybody can't go where God has taken us, but we have to stay connected. We have to look to him. We have to stay in the word. We have to know where God is moving, how he's moving, and follow suit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm grateful. I bless you. I bless your wife. I bless everyone on the line. God bless you. Have have a wonderful day. Wonderful worship on tomorrow. Bless you.
Amen. God bless you, well, woman of God. Thank you, Okai. Good to hear your voice, woman of God. Thank you so much. I received that. Amen. I just thank God for what God is doing through the men and women of God. God had someone, amen, in place that he can use as his people. He knows that many people have been deceived over centuries and decades, but he has many that has not bowed to Baal that will convey his truth unto his people. You know, I was sharing with someone the other day, you know, our relationship with God is so critical, not even base it on religion. It has to be a relationship with God. You know, in my time of being saved and in loving the Lord and in ministry, I have studied full religion, Christianity, because that's pagan in his own right. And this is why we have to have the wisdom of God to know what to do and what not to do, follow the instructions of God. It will liberate you from some stuff that you probably was taught, told, or what you heard, and you might have been practicing it and found out that, amen, it was from a pagan place. You know, even to think about now the Jehovah's Witnesses and how they, you know, through their teachings, their doctrines. I don't believe everything that they do. Amen. You know, why they're not connected to the world system. Now I understand it more. Even from the Islamic faith, I understand it more. Even from other religions that teach, you know, certain things. Everybody has a good teachings in a lot of their doctrines, but this is where your relationship is key with God, because he won't leave us ignorant. He won't leave us in a place to deceive us. Now, you have to be mature. You have to be mature in your relationship with God to understand when you go tapping into studying and researching other religions, because if you're immature, it can easily pull you into it. Now, I see now why many people can be pulled into a certain faith or belief, amen, in that immature state. I was talking to a gentleman, he was in prison, amen, and how he became Islamic and Muslim. You know, most times guys, when they're in prison, they become locked up, they become Muslim and believe a certain faith because, you know, it thrives in the prison system. This is why a relationship with God will bring us into the knowledge of the truth, and it won't be based on a religion, but it'll be based on the kingdom of God. And anything in the kingdom, I'm telling you, it will release revelation to you. So I bless the Lord. Thank you again, woman of God. All right, anyone else, if you're on the blog side, you got a comment or question, hit one on your dial right on in. If you're on the conference line, you can start 6, open your line up, and come right on in.
God bless you this morning, Apostle Simmons.
Bless you, woman of God.
And to each of you, my father's children, to Prophet Matthews and to your lovely wife, I tell you, I am ever so grateful, and I say that all the time, because the Lord is so good. But because he woke me up this morning and allowed me to get on the line in enough time to be able to hear everything, even the prayer. And I thank God for what he spoke through you on this morning, because one thing that I have learned is when the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord unctions me to do something, there's something that he wants me to hear, because I have a burden in my heart for souls. And you mentioned it, he that winneth souls is wise. And then the wisdom that will bring you out, it's the key. It'll bring you out. It'll bring you over. It will bring you through. And that's what it takes, because he knows what we need, and he will meet us where we are. And to be able to hear beyond what we hear, to make sure that nothing goes over our head, but to be able to grab a hold to his word and apply it to our everyday life. When I hear something, I look at myself and to see where I am, to grab a hold to many things that you mentioned this morning. I mean, very important things that to be able to apply to an individual's life, to be able to not only to help the individual, but to be able to reach out and help others, because he will give you that wisdom that you need in every situation and every area of your life, because nobody is the same. Everybody is different in some way or another. So to give you what you need to be able to reach out and to grab a hold to a soul, to encourage, to help, to open the eyes of people, to let them know he is the way. And you said it, he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. And that in itself is enough to be able to bless an individual, to strengthen an individual, to give them what they need so that they can continue to move forward. And even how you said, many are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But it also says because they reject it. He makes it available for an individual.
But just as the woman of God mentioned, that it's so many people, they don't want to accept it. They don't want to accept the change, because the bottom line is it will show you yourself first. It will show Mary before it shows anything or anybody else. And that's one of the reasons why people don't want, they don't want to change. They don't want to accept these things. Because a lot of times on this journey, it can be, you don't find very many travelers. It can be a lonely journey sometimes, but he's always there. So I thank God for the words of wisdom, the words of knowledge, the understanding that was given out on this morning. I thank God because I keep a pen and paper next to my bed, a pen and paper in other rooms, because the Lord is always and have always been speaking to help a people where they are, to bring them out over and through any situation. So I thank God for the word on today, man of God, that I would take that word and apply it to my life and to be able to help others along the way. That's what it's all about, because that's where my joy comes from, when I can take what the Lord gives me and to be able to help somebody else. That's what it's all about. So blessings to you, man of God, and to the people of God, and to God be the glory for all of the things that he has done, the things that he is about, that he is doing, and the things that he will do to come. God bless you.
God bless you as well, woman of God. Thank you. Good to hear your voice too. Amen on this morning. Powerful, powerful. Amen. Write this down, woman of God. People of God, you can write it down. Cause even while you were talking, God put me back to something, especially when dealing with wisdom and when Solomon called wisdom her. The acronym for her, you can write this down, because in Hebrew, grammatically, the noun is represented to feminine. That's why he was calling her. And that's why spiritually you have to understand it from this place. Amen, because many people use it from this fact of saying, well, women are smarter than men. You know, that's what they tell you. Girls grow faster than boys. You know, they'll tell you that. But in your relationship with God, as a believer, child of God, her, God gave me the acronym in her. Her is his eternal righteousness. Write that down. His eternal righteousness. That's her. His eternal righteousness. And that's why he always encouraged us through the scriptures that we must become trees of righteousness. His wisdom does that. This is why when you become a tree planted by the rivers of waters, you will bring forth your fruit in its season and your leaf won't wither, and whatsoever you do, it will prosper. Many people are missing that because they're in a place of not understanding, not knowing. So I thank God for the wisdom of her. Thank God for your book, Prophet. I ain't even ready yet. I know it's going to be powerful. So this is why wisdom is your way out. You don't have to remain the same. And this is why people, amen, went through bad relationships, breakups, and divorces or whatever. Most of the time they build up walls, and they will not go into another relationship to really love again. They would use what happened in the past, the pain that it caused. That's why the woman of God, when she was on the other morning when Dr. Matthews called, I was hoping Mother Sidney would come in and pray with that woman of God. When that woman of God was crying and she said she was just in so much pain, it hurt so bad how the gentleman did her. This is why, yeah, we learn from our mistakes, but if we don't learn from our mistakes, we were subject to repeat it. And that's why many times people are attracted to certain things, certain people come into their lives, is because what is ever in them and on them, they're attracted to it. That's why we have to have the wisdom of God as our way out. It will not cause us to repeat what we have gone through. We learn from it, and we get the wisdom of God to help navigate us. Do not to make that again. I heard a woman of God say, I will not do it again. She won't open herself up to allow a man to do her that way again. Nor vice versa will a woman do a man like that. We all been through something, and we all dealt with something, and some are dealing with something now, but wisdom is your way out this morning. So I bless the Lord on today. It is his eternal righteousness. Become trees of righteousness, people of God. God going to back up his word, and he's going to perform it for your life. Amen. All right. You're on the blog site, you want to get dialed. You got questions or comments, you're on the conference line, star 6. You can come right on in or send that text to the what the woman of God gave to that number. All right. Well, we bless the Lord on today. I thank God for each and every one of you. Dr. Matthew, bless you on today, man of God. Thank you so much for the opportunity, the platform, for sharing your platform with so many men and women of God. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Simmons, Prophet Matthews, Prophetess Simmons, Aretha Bryant, Dr. Wilkes, all of the beautiful saints of the Most High God. I'm a little out of breath, but this is Sister Donna. And it was something that you said, everything that you said is just so powerful and full of wisdom. I thank Almighty God for his wisdom. But when you begin to speak pertaining to that which is coming, I know the Most High God had put in my spirit some time ago something that he spoke, but here recently he spoke that the people should cry for mercy. We know that God's mercies are new every day, and he reigned on the just as well as the unjust, but his mercy, we have to cry for mercy in the land, because when you spoke about that which is coming and the people need to prepare themselves, the Most High brought it back to my remembrance when you began to speak. You named three different states. We know Washington. You said New York. You said California. You spoke about Maryland. I think you mentioned Washington. But as you were speaking, the Most High God, I heard him say cataclysmic, an earthquake. The Most High God said in his word that there were going to be earthquakes in diverse places. And we know that earthquakes are going to hit, but there are earthquakes that have not hit these shores like they have hit in other places. But that's what I heard again as you were speaking, and you mentioned those three locations, cataclysmic and the word earthquake. So I just wanted to share that and to also say thank you so very much for the wise words of wisdom and the knowledge and just the revelation that you bring forth. Thank you so very much. God bless you.
God bless you as well, woman of God. Thank you for sharing that. And this is why we have to really be praying and interceding, especially for the United States of America. Many things have transpired. We know that we see the Bible fulfilling itself. We know that many people have shifted in the kingdom of God when it comes to the things of God, because many people don't expect Bible prophecy to come to pass. But God sometimes has to remind us through his servants to let us know. We ain't talking about conjuring up nothing, making up nothing. We're talking about whether he deal with us in dreams, vision, or whether he deal with us with a prophetic word. And I go back to even when you was talking about bringing up what I shared concerning what is about to hit America. Even when God told me to tell the people, I even shared it with my family some years ago. Because sometimes when God gives us prophecy, he gives us into bits and pieces. That's why he said we know in part, we prophesy in part. Someone else will come and give a prophecy that will, may not give it the way I give it, but it connects, it ties into what God is saying. Even when it comes to those three key states, I know when I say I did say Washington, D.C., but I say the DMV area, which I did call out Maryland and Virginia, connected to Washington, D.C. But then California, which is Los Angeles area, and New York City. But I do want to say something about New York City. You did what out about earthquakes. Earthquakes that represent California. We know they're right there at the fault line. We know that what geographically what many scientists have been given their research on when they deal with Los Angeles, California. We had been on that fault line for getting an earthquake. But in New York City, I had a dream. And what made it so powerful and relevant is some years ago with some people concerning money. So New York City is what we call the stock market and all that difference, but he did a transaction, amen, dealing with money and stuff, amen. But I saw in a dream, it's like a nuclear bomb hit New York City. And when it hit New York City, it hit the Hudson River, caused like a tsunami wave to flow into the floodgates of the city, the subway station. I'm not trying to put no fear in people that even live in that surrounding area. You just need to be praying to God, as servants of God, because God will take care of his. But we know we're not ignorant neither, because when things hit, it do impact us. It affects us and affects us. It's like the pandemic did, the pandemic, I call it. You know, many of us didn't think that many people would die through the coronavirus, but they did as believers. So it infected us and it affected us. It had an impact on us. So this is why, even though we say God covers us as his children, God knows all things. But this is why it's so prophetic. People have to be accurate in the realm of the spirit to release to the people. We know some were here, and some we reject. We believe that this could happen. It's far beyond their imagination. But trust me, as a prophet, as a servant of God, no matter when it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That it's going to happen. So this is where we have to prepare. And that's why I said a lot of things is in plain sight, but it's hidden from us. So it takes the wisdom of God to allow us to tap into that place to see what has been hidden. And when we get what's hidden, God reveals to his servants the secret. He revealed to us. So it's our assignment to pray, intercede, to release to the people, to break it down so they can get a better understanding, because we know everybody on different levels of faith. So they can have what is about to befall. Most people look at it from things are being good. We know everything God do is good. We know that. Pray for the better, but also while expecting the worst. Living in evil days. Just look at the war in Russia and Ukraine. Amen. There just ain't nothing just happening. It happened for a reason. This is why we have to know and prepare ourselves. The money system, they're about to change. That's why currency, that's why they put certain, the presidents of the United Nations are putting certain, the president used, when he stopped certain things in countries like Russia, when he stopped certain things, like sanctions. These things are happening, and they're causing the enemy to turn up his head. Havoc. Many of the places before the World War III, almost. The prophet, we as the people God had to prepare. But as God told me some years ago, he said we must prepare for water, food, money, and shelter. And I can't think of the last one. I wrote it down. It had to come back to my remembrance. I wrote it down some years ago as I shared it with my family and the ministry and the people of God. Water, food, money, shelter. Amen. It's going to be necessary, essential for us as believers for survival mode. It was another one. If I could think of it before we get off the line, I would give it to you. But they are critical for us as believers making preparation. We know that God will cover us. He will take care of us, but he won't leave us ignorant. Amen. That's what we're going about everyday life, thinking that everything is peaceful and clean. Amen. We have to continue to stay in preparation mode. So bless the Lord on today. Thank you, woman of God. All right.
Amen. Bless you, sir.
Bless you.
Praise God. Just to, I'm here in New York, and we've been praying against friendly fire and external fire, terrorism over New York City. And the Lord has also placed in my heart and other people's hearts here to prepare as far as food and making sure you have provision. Amen. Food, water. Things to sustain in case of an emergency. So praise God. All of this is warning comes before destruction. And that's the thing. The Lord blesses us with giving us insight beforehand. You know, and when I started preparing, amen, there wasn't shortages on the shelves. There wasn't scarcity on the shelves. And, you know, so also now that this situation in Ukraine and Russia was happening, people are taking from our shelves in America and sending over to the Ukraine. So there's even more scarcity, you know. So be prepared, be mindful. Amen. We're not exempt from attack in America. And don't be distracted, so distracted with what's going on in Ukraine, because then our back door is open. Men and women of God, we still have to pray. It's not like, oh, it's over there. It can happen here. And whatever cataclysmic events are going to happen, you have to be prepared. Amen. And God is sending out that call. Prepare yourself. Something is coming. So make sure you have water. Make sure you have food that can last you, canned goods, dry goods, things that you can sustain yourself without electricity, without the fridge and freezer, without, you know, what we're so accustomed to. Amen. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to share that as well, because we have not experienced anything like this before. And the word tells us, never shall we experience it again. So it has to be something strong. And we're not getting caught up. We're going to be caught in this. And we have to be prayed up. We have to be stayed up. We have to be woke, sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'm sharing this, and the man of God and the women of God, people are hearing. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Bless you, man of God.
Amen. Bless you as well. Thank you. God through the glory.
Dear God.
Amen.
Bless you, sir.
God bless you, man of God. I believe someone else is trying to talk before me. I want to be able to allow them that freedom.
Prophet, God bless you all this morning.
God bless you, Pastor Brown.
This is Pastor Brown. I just wanted to, God bless you, Apostle Simmons. I just wanted to let you know I was listening in. I missed you many Saturdays, but I caught you this Saturday. One other Saturday, I was on the wrong Saturday. But nevertheless, it was a powerful word. I thank God for the word. And I thank God for what was just being spoken by our evangelist, Okai. Those things she was saying, the Lord had been speaking those things in my spirit. And I think I shared just a couple of years or more back with Prophet. I was sitting outside. I remember it was summer, and I was saying that, you know, I hear the Lord saying, we need to stop on water. And but I believe it at that time when he was saying that, that right after that, then that COVID hit that, you know, where everything was a shortage then. But just saying, you know, not to get into a panic about things, because as you said, we know that the Lord will take care of his own. But we just need to prepare and encourage the people everywhere, because people are in mental illness and they're in fear of what's going on around them now. Prepare our children to understand that wisdom, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. If we had heard God, if we could just hear God when he speaks, it's the wisdom of his word, it's the love that he has for us, the unconditional love, the plan that he wants for our lives, the direction he wants to take our lives. If we would just listen, we would have missed a lot of the pitfalls we went through life. But because we didn't hear, we didn't listen, we didn't obey. And we often say it's the timing of God, and it was maybe all of that too. But, you know, when we look back at it, if we had just listened to God, we wouldn't have got into situations, bad relationships. We wouldn't have been broke, and we wouldn't have had to suffer some things. And we know that some things we have to go through to formulate our faith and trust in God. You know, we have to go through some things, but there are some things that we have made just a wrong decision. So what we have learned as we have went along the way, the wisdom of God has taught us, we pass it on. I pass it on to my children, my grandchildren, you know, to take heed. Don't try to live your life the way you want to live your life. and think that you know, because you don't know the outcome. The Lord has already formed your life and walked it out from the ending to the beginning and put you back in the mother's womb and walked you through. He knows what you're going to face. So when he knows the blueprint, just like anybody that builds a building or builds a house knows the blueprint, they know what's going to secure it and hold it together. You can't deviate from it. You can add to it, but you have to use the same connection to that original blueprint in a natural sense. But if you don't follow that blueprint, it's not going to come out the way it's supposed to be. You know, the house could have a basement, but if you don't put one there, and that the foundation is going to crumble, and so the house will fail. So just in saying that, we just need to hear God, believe God, and trust God, teach, pray for one another, and then teach our children. You know, I had an anatomy teacher that says that the frontal lobe of the brain, the wisdom, the understanding of how to do things and to get some sense, so to speak, doesn't grow and doesn't develop into males. He was saying males, but he meant other people, you know, the women also. Women tend to mature, as you said, Prophet Apostle Simmons earlier, just, and they do.
But I think we're losing.
That frontal lobe does not develop until about the age of 30. And I noticed that as my sons got older, around 30, then they really took hold to some sense, even though they have been taught a lot of things about being men and then who they're supposed to be. They didn't grab hold of it until they got into their 30s. It was like something woke up in their head. It just woke them up, you know, it's time to quit being foolish. It's time to stop playing in the streets. It's time to quit running all these women. But sometimes some young men, before they get to that, they have made several babies, a lot of mistakes. But it doesn't mean that God does not want to give them that wisdom. He wants them to still have wisdom, stop what they're doing, turn around. And that's what God is saying to us. It's not what you know, negating the things that he's telling them to turn around and go the way that he said. Hear his voice, speak his voice, speak his will in his way. And when he tells us to do something, not to procrastinate on it. And I think a lot of times we procrastinate. I know sometimes I do procrastinate on some things. And then even the things God has said, that's just that, you know. And then what happens is, it's already said or it's already done. But it lets you know that you have to be forward. But I just want to say thank you for allowing God to release that word. And I'm glad I was able to get on to encourage you. And you're always on the line encourage you when I'm on the line or asking a question. And I bless God for this line. And God bless you, Prophet, and God for you and for all the people of God. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well. Bless you, Pastor Brown. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that and the words of encouragement. Well, we need that. And that's why it's so critical, Prophet, you know, this, that we complete each other. We stand together as the army of the Lord. Because, you know, once he takes 1,000 to complete 10,000 flight, we know over, again, a period of time, the enemy had us really competing against each other instead of us completing what needed to be done through the mandates and assignments in the earth realm, whether by denomination, you know, whatever it is, through the doctrines of men. Amen. Because this is why it's so imperative for us to know that when the wicked is in power, the people mourn. But when the righteous is in peace, when they are in power, the people rejoice.
Rejoice.
This is why we have to use the wisdom of God to know. Amen. Bless you, Doctor.
Amen. God bless you too, man of God. Give me that scripture, the first scripture that you started out reading. It was then it will wisdom. Give me that scripture there.
Proverbs chapter 1.
Yeah.
Proverbs chapter 1-9 that I read, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, that's a very powerful one. And give me your acronym for her. I have to use that one. He gave me one, but I like that one.
Okay. His eternal righteousness.
Amen. That's powerful. That's powerful. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah. Bless the Lord on today.
Amen. I bless the Lord. You know, I want to say something. We've already experienced some earthquake in the United States already. I think someone that we didn't experience that. We have experienced some earthquakes, 3.7 and 3 point or 4 point Richter scale in California and in the peninsula of Pennsylvania. So we have experienced some different earthquakes, not to the magnitude that it has been, but there's a bit of shaking going on over the last several years in terms of the earthquakes that have happened. But I bless the Lord for the word of God that has been released today, man of God. Very powerful word, especially for right now. I wanted to say this also. Sometimes when we share the word of God, we feel like we don't want to align the people with those fears. You know, we have to warn the people, whether it's going to cause them to be fearful, scared, movement, everything that's been released now in the land is to cause fear, to cause people to lose faith. So we have to warn God's people. We have to warn the people in general. And then out of that place, whether they're saved or unsaved, they got to hear the word of God. The Bible said, he that has a ear, he has to hear what the Spirit says to the church. And we're a spiritual being that just carrying the systems of the flesh. So it's saying that we thank God for those men and women of God that are taking heed to the word of God and receiving it today. But I bless the Lord for you on today, man of God, and the word that you release to the people of God on today. Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man, for again, for sharing your platform to all of us as your leaders, amen, that you have trusted God, the God that's in us, to be able to share with the people of God that will, you know, connect to your conference line and Blog Talk Radio. I know that people just listening in from different places.
So, I received the word. I'm sorry, that was a little glitch there in my end. But, so, you know, this is a rich word today for all of us to really understand what wisdom is really about. Man, this is a powerful word, even as I'm concluding in the book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. I really thank God for what you shared today, what you released to us, that we might take this word of God that you gave us to the next level and the things of the kingdom of God. But I, too, realize and recognize that there's something coming to the land that's literally cataclysmic. And we have not seen nothing yet of what's beginning to unveil itself and to unfold. I also, when you said the atomic bomb, and I saw that, and this was not just now, this was years ago, and then in the coming of the last few years, it became more prevalent, what we're seeing and what we're experiencing. So we know that there's something existing in the land, and we have to be prepared for it. But so many people are not prepared for it because of the illusions that have been created in the land and the fear that's been sold to the people so long that people are almost like to cry, wolf, wolf, wolf. And now they said, okay, we've been hearing this before. But what you're going to see is something that's going to come. It's going to be settling. What's happening is slow right now, but it's going to accelerate in a suddenly way. I mean, we're not out of this month yet. We're just in the midst of the middle of it, but we're not out of this month yet. We're not. There's some things that are happening in the land in America because of our borders being open to so many people, but we're looking and seeing what is transpiring and what's happening as it relates to the things that are going on, you know, from blackouts to major issues. We in everybody's country except our own country. We already divided upon racial lines and wealth lines already. So that's just the beginning of what we're seeing, as even as Bible fulfillment. Many people did not recognize, and I'm going to say this, Apostle Simon, many people did not recognize what 2020 was all about. 2020 was a major cold in the earth realm. It was a major cold. From May 25th to all the way to the end of the year, it was a major cold. 2019 was the setup. 2020 was supposed to be the obituary year. When I say obituary, I was speaking of death, but the death to the things of God, too. Dying so that people wouldn't really understand the faith of God. The death of people's mind being able to hear and understand. All 2020 was a counterfeit year to move us from out of seeing the actual encounters of God. And so many churches, institutions, people, corporations, jobs, business, and you name it, failed to this ancient spirit of the noble birthday of Eugene. It's always a pandemic. And as you watch the year, everything is prophetically in alignment. But those who are truly in alignment with God saw it. So that let us know categorically that those who have been in the church with us for years and years have really never been in alignment. They have been caught up in denominationalism, religion, and doctrine. Now, doctrine is good because it's useful for reproof, correction, edifying, and building up. But we have been so caught up in a systematic theology that it deviated. So 2020 was a course setter to allow people to know that either you can follow the presence of God or you can follow this counterfeit. When the president of the United States, Donald Trump, left the circle of the White House, everybody knows the White House is made from the internal circle of Masonic order, or the G, based upon the Scottish Rite Jesuit order, ancient mysticism of the royal family, all of that. When he left that line and stood in front of the Episcopal pews, the church world called it a mockery. When they didn't understand, it was a mark to let people know that what was in that word of God is getting ready to be fulfilled in the next 100 years to come. And people did not take that seriously because of the media hype concerning this president and concerning world issues. And we missed, and many people missed it. I didn't miss it, but the majority of people missed it. And that's why what you're seeing now is a behavioral pattern of a mental trauma that the world is suffering. They're suffering from a mental trauma because they've been tossing, waving back and forth. And many people have been going from one place to another, back and forth, waving. And so they wave, and then God turned them over to what? A natural affection. God turned them over to their own way. So they rather believe the lie than the truth. It's interesting, even you're talking about wisdom. Even more people are talking about the power of wisdom. And thank God, I'm in a pivotal season of completing this book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. Everything is coming out clearly, but there's so many people illusionized to the system because they have been incarcerated so long that the residue is in them, and they're trying to come out of the residue of what they've been taught, heard, or experienced. So I bless the Lord for you today. But here's the question I'm going to throw at the table, and I want you to answer it. I'm going to be driving, but I'm going to hear it. And I want, and this will be open for a discussion real quickly, because I've experienced it. And I want people to hear it. I'm a pastor. I'm a prophet. And I flow in the apostolic world of my life.
Prophet, I think you're muted. You're muted. And you lost Dr. But,
it's fine. I'm breaking.
Say it again.
Sometimes
it's okay. All right,
there you go.
Yeah, and God has graced me with an apostolic oil in my life. And I believe, and people have said it, but I'm only speaking from this point of view, that God has graced. Can you hear me? Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we
yes,
hear you.
Sir.
Okay. I believe God has graced me with the ability to speak prophetically over the people of God's life, not people of God's life. Why is it that when people have a pastor like you or such as myself, when they come back to the church, they just sit and tell you, say, Pastor, another prophet told them something different from the covering that they have over their life. You know, I sit and look at people when they tell me that. I watch it, even my own local members. And I sit and I listen to this, and I go, okay. Now, I've given them the word of God because I'm watching over their soul. I'm deeply concerned. I have a passion for people, and I love people in this. And I listen. They tell me other prophets told them over what I said to them. You follow what I'm saying? And it's kind of amazing how people who you invested, not just a leader, but congregationally invested in them to teach them a word, to study the truth, and to teach message this Sunday, study initially on a Saturday night and prepare for the morning, come back on a Monday night, second and third Monday, first and third Monday, and Tuesday night to bless God's people, then Wednesday, and then a Thursday, Friday, maybe trap. And you minister the word of God. And I'm not going to say I miss it. I'm not going to say, you know, wow. But I'm going to put this out here on the table. And maybe some of the congregation people can answer it. Some of the people can respond to it. That's the first question. Why is it that people would allow, and am I perfect? No, I'm flawed, but thank God for the favor that's on my life as well. You hear people can tell you everything somebody else can share with them about what you've walked into now. And you've positioned them and you gave them opportunity, but yet and still they have not heard. Or when you give them an opportunity, they don't take the totality of the word of God. Now, number two, why is it that people in leadership, and they can talk about this leader, put their mouth on this leader, be faithful and so, but yet and still, they're there. And then they can tell you, well, God had me there for a reason. Well, wouldn't it be wise to shut your mouth? Wouldn't it be wise that you be quiet? Wouldn't it be wise that you don't go outside and put your mouth on the leader? Because to me, a person like that, you know, I'm trying to get an answer to that myself. But it's interesting how people can tell you all these bad things about a pastor or a leader, every bishop or every disciple ministry, but yet and still they still under those ministry. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
sir.
These are two questions that I'm putting on the table today. And it's not food for thought, but it's a reality that's happening right now with the people. So I'm putting that out there, man, to God. Maybe you could answer that. Because
okay.
It's happening all the time, right now. Excuse me.
This is what the Lord revealed to me, Prophet. I know many of these dialogues on several occasions, especially being from the position that we are in as under shepherds, leaders, visionaries, leading them people. We have gone through many similar things in ministry when dealing with people. One of the things I will say, and what through my prayer time, what God reveals to me concerning when you deal with this, when you're dealing with people, is out of emotion, out of hurt, is out of people's immaturity, of them not really connected to you or your vision. If they say that they connected to your house and to you, that's what God had revealed to me. Now, I know everybody that comes to your ministry or to our ministry, they're not coming to serve. They may come to receive. Yeah, especially when it comes to leadership now. But this is what I always tell our core or remind our core leadership team. If you connected to me, connected to my wife, connected to this ministry, as a core leader of this ministry, you have the vision, you have a heart for this ministry. You don't go outside of this ministry. A lot of people take it as you control. It ain't control. It's protocol and order. And it keeps us in sync, in so many words. Don't go outside of the core leadership or even in the house. Do not share anything, because certain things are, that's why Jesus had his what I call his core leadership team. He had 12 of them, but really, I believe that he only really had three really walking close to him. That were Peter, James, and John. Everybody else, I think, was just like doing whatever they needed to do, because, again, I get that revelation. That's wisdom for the people of God, those newcomers coming up to be pastors or leaders in a ministry. He took Peter, James, and John up on the Mount of Transfiguration. He showed them something. And I always ask God, I said, why didn't you take the other nine? Transfiguration, only Peter, James, and John, not the other nine. He showed me that the other nine, even though they were still part of his team, they wasn't at a place of that he can confide or trust them with certain things that he would show them, because they were down there messing with, couldn't even heal the man. Son, dealing with, and that's why when Jesus came, he told Peter, James, John, he said, what you have seen, you don't share with no man. So that's why we have to be so very careful, even for those that we will bring into our circle, our company, when it comes to our leadership, to understand protocol, understand what's been, I don't necessarily say secret, it's confidential, put it that way, confidential. Because some people that, now we know we all have Judas. We're going to have that because Jesus had it. Your circle will try to sabotage you, set you up to share my testimony. But I learned from it. God gave me a lot of wisdom through it, not to allow it to happen again, because my heart is for people. God gave me a soul, a heart, man. Prophet, your heart is like that as well, man. I know without a shadow of a doubt, a heart of jewel, a heart of gold. But what I would say to that, I know we have to pray, but we have to be so very careful when it comes to people that say this and say that, accepting their legal sound, then releasing something against another man or woman of God. Because I look at it like this, Prophet. If they say about this man or woman of God, they're going to say it eventually about you. If they get upset with you, if they get in their emotions, their feelings, they're going to say the same thing about you when they leave their ministry, what they've been saying about the other man and woman of God. That's just the people who they are. God has really delivered them, has really healed them from the pain of whatever they went through at that previous ministry, and come be a part of you, connected to you, because we don't need to negate or take anyone from who they say God called them to be. We have to be very watchful now as leaders in this hour, that when people come to our ministry saying that they are leaders, they such and such, I believe we got to go back to the old way of getting what we call a letter. Letter of recommendation, that's it, letter of recommendation, like the older church used to do, from this previous pastor that you was under. To say about you when you was over there as a leader at his or her ministry. I believe, Prophet, that need to be put back in place, man. Because I know God wanted to use men and women of God to help carry out the vision and the work of ministry, a part of our ministry all around the world.
You know,
what it has created. Yes, sir.
You know, that had never been taken away. It's just that these new churches coming up, they're so desperate for new people, members, and congregation that they don't institute it. But most churches, major churches, who are succeeding, and I think they talked about that yesterday, Evangelist Wilson, and who are successful churches, always institute a letter of recommendation so that when that person comes into their church, they would know exactly what they're dealing with or what they're up against. It's just a lot of churches. Let's say for our church, we just don't do it because we haven't instituted it. Not that we desperate for members, per se, but we haven't instituted that because when people come into our church, we don't have a lot of things in, quite things in place. Now, I know we do now. So when people come, they come say, well, I'm an apostle, I'm a prophet, I'm a evangelist, I'm a pastor, I'm a teacher. And so therefore, from that place, we take them at their word. Their word, they're not who they say they are. And then when we find out who they say that they're not, we have called them prophets and we have called them apostles. And now we're calling everybody co. Ain't no such thing as no co-pastor. Mm-hmm. You don't got two heads. You got to have one head or another. My wife is a co-pastor. How your wife going to be a co and you'll be a co? Either you're going to be the leader or you're not going to be the, if she going to lead you, you're not going to lead her. It's all this co stuff. So in saying that, a lot of that stuff has never, you know, like certain churches, they have kept that in their bylaws and regulations that you have to let us know what you're about and tell us what you're about. Even if people come and join, tell me about you, where you come from. And some people won't. Well, you can be part, but you won't never come into the leadership part of the ministry. Yeah, so I just want to understand that. But go ahead, man of God. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's true. And because you don't know what you're getting. I mean, you could be getting a pedophile. You could be getting a molester. All these different things, man. And God be giving this way, I believe, the wisdom of God that he gives us. I know a lot of people discern by the Spirit, but at the same time, because our heart is so genuine, that we're looking at people, they're willing to say, okay, I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve you, man of God. I'm here to serve your ministry. I'm here to do whatever it takes. They'll say that. That's why I say talk is cheap. Let your actions speak now for what you say. But when it comes to that, man, people putting their mouth, theater, they have to be very careful with that, man. Now, we know there have been some leaders out there really manipulating control of people. Don't get me wrong with that. But I believe that when they divinely connect with you, God allows them to be a part of your ministry. And if they're in leadership, it still shouldn't be a place where they're going outside of the leadership or even talking to some of the Congress. Talking to them about different things that they disagree or don't like concerning leadership or even concerning you being their pastor. Never be done in a local church or ministry, man. That creates chaos, it creates confusion, and it opens the door for the enemy to come in to bring much warfare. And, Prophet, that's why we deal with a lot of unnecessary warfare, man. Shouldn't be dealing with. The apostles, that's why they pointed out seven holy Holy Ghost.
Seven men filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah.
I need to feel the Holy Ghost, man, to be a part of my team.
Absolutely. And then those who say they're filled with the Holy Ghost, you gotta make sure they're filled with the Holy Ghost, too.
Somebody else might want to add to that. Yes, Lord.
No. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anybody else want to?
That's it.
Anybody else want to address prophet question?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, everybody. I agree with what you said, Apostle, that it's a lack of maturity, and everybody is at different levels in the body of Christ. And when people have gifts and they're starting to move in those giftings, what happens sometimes is someone in another ministry may entice or allow the person, your pastor doesn't know what you are or who you are or doesn't recognize the gift and calling on you. And it will entice the person exemplifying those gifts and to think, yeah, pastor, prophet, teacher, whoever doesn't let me go forth. Or, you know, he holds me at bay. Oh, yeah, he is holding me back. And this other person is just speaking into their ear. Oh, you're about to blow up if you let the right person mentor you and blah, blah, blah. So they move from that ministry that they were being nurtured and seasoned in love. Amen. Mm-hmm. And then they go to this other ministry but they're just being used as a pawn for that leader, because this person will bring a crowd. This person will bring in income. Amen. So it's unfortunate, but unseasoned members will be enticed and drawn away following what looks like a better opportunity and a better thing. And then soon, shortly thereafter, discover, wow, I messed up. I went this way when I should have stayed where I was. So it's a lack of immaturity. It's zeal to want to be out there. Everybody, you know, in Christ should have that desire. I want to be a blessing to somebody. I want to help with people and for the kingdom. But there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. Amen. So praise God. I just wanted to drop that. And thank you, Prophet, for bringing this topic to the attention of your hearers. God bless you all.
Thank you. Amen. Bless you as well, woman of God. Amen. Prophet, one thing that I learned, I take my wife's words now. Amen. We have to really protect.
Somebody else wanted to say something.
Dr. Wilkes. I just wanted to just insert something. Thank God for what Prophet has said this morning, that about the letters. Even when I was in the military and I was not part of an organization or anything, the congregation that I came from, my pastor, we were very small. But nevertheless, every place that I went, my pastors always gave me a letter to go to the next pastor. I didn't open it. I didn't read it. I didn't know what it said until they read it, and I was astonished, you know, the things that they said. But I learned this one thing that my mother always told me. She said, your gift will make room for you. She had always instilled in us as children. And I bless God for that, because I held on to that because of what the norm is. But it helped me in growing in spiritually, because I always would go back to some of the things that she would say. We didn't have a normal prayer time in our homes when I grew up. We didn't have a Bible study or nothing like that. But my parents lived an example before us. They took us to church, and then they also lived it. And then they taught us not like the spiritual aspect with some parents would do it. I'm not taking away from what they did, but I thank God, hallelujah, that they gave us, as you said, Apostle, wisdom, and not just their wisdom. They gave us wisdom from God to instill inside of us. So when we go to places, and one of the things that my mom used to tell us is don't church hop. That helped me to not receive everything that somebody gives me. Because he said, you don't know what person, type of spirit you're dealing with when you church hop. They get all kind of different things inside of them. So I know I'm not trying to throw off the subject, but I'm just it's a twine, and it just stirred me up this morning to hear this, because this is something that is tossed to the side. People don't consider it, and it comes with, going back to your subject, Apostle, it comes with wisdom. Wisdom is the key and principal thing that we have to, you know, we have to deal with everything in our natural and our spiritual lives, and it's so important. And I thank God for, you know, the men and women of God that, you know, that bring forth the word and with truth. And, you know, no matter if they on this line or if they off this line, because if I hear something that it is not agreed, that sound off the wall, I'm not receiving that, because I know for studying the word and just being in prayer and listening to God. Not saying that I'm all Miss Know-It-All. I'm not. I said it yesterday. I'm just an educated dummy, because all the degrees I have, all the learning that I got from military and so forth and so on, it means nothing. I'm like Paul. I count it all dung that I may gain Christ. God bless everyone.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say I'm an educated dummy. I'm educated because I worked hard to be here. So I'm putting that out there. But let me say this.
The painful thing for me is this. When you have leaders around you, listen to this. You have leaders around you. They know that people are trying to assassinate you. Y'all follow me? And then when something happens, they come to you and say, well, Pastor, I saw it coming. You did? Why you kidding? Well, I don't want to disturb you. So you mean to tell me you would rather see me taken out than disturb me to save my life? See, this is the thing. I deal with people. They see all of these things that I don't see. I can't see everything. I need other eyes and ears, as I tell leaders. And then so I say, well, you know, I saw it coming. See, I saw what they was up to. Well, why didn't you inform me about it? You see them? Because that's the dilemma. And we understand it's immaturity. Should we know that? We should. I know that. But some stuff being immaturity, some stuff is people, they want to see you fall. They end with cahoots with some of the other people. But it's just that they didn't do it, so they watch other people do it. So, you know, and this is what I'm touching to the wisdom that you're sharing with us today, man of God, because what's coming, and believe you me, what's coming are going to be some people that's going to be bogus for the king. And when I say bogus, they ain't going to let some of us leaders go through what we go through. They're going to have a strong Peter on them. We're going to have the love and the power, but they ain't going to take the mess that some people take. But they're going to stand behind you all the way to the end. Because what we see as people that are title bound, they're only title because they want a stripe. They didn't work for it. You gave them a stripe. You gave them the 5-star, the 3-star, the 4-star. They didn't earn it themselves. You gave it to them because you saw them in the ranking. Well, they're there. And more people promote people based upon finances than based upon the fight. You can write that down. Most people in churches promote people based upon their finances, not based upon how they fight for you. Because a lot of people don't fight for you. They'll give you the finances. But those who are fight for you, who are with you, who will fight for you, they may not have the finances. Some do. Most people are promoted based upon the finances, not the fight. Because the one who will fight for you, you will know you will ignore. You know you can sleep at night. You know you're going to do what you need to be done. So I'm just putting that out there. Thank you, man.
Sure, that's good. That's good. That's good, doctor. Yes, sir. And that's what we need to know. And that's why it's so important, man, that we, I'll use that term that my wife used, you have to protect your investment, man, especially in the kingdom when it comes to God.
Yes.
Because it's easy, man. Look what you have sacrificed labor for all these many years when it comes to ministry, building something. Then you allow someone or something to creep in to tear down in one day what it took you a lifetime to build in the kingdom of God. And that's why we have, and my wife, we use it as a the example. Like she said, she's going to protect her investment in me, and I'm going to protect my investment in her.
Absolutely.
You know, barking on 20, 25 years of marriage in 2 more months. But even when it comes to ministry, man, God is giving you a vision. He's giving you a mandate, an assignment to carry forth that ministry. Yeah, you're reaching souls, but you're doing the work of ministry, and you're grooming a team around you, not to sabotage you nor to set you up, but to enhance what God has given you that others can be blessed. So that's why, even though, like we said, we would have our Judas, but at the same time, Judas has his repercussion. But that God will reveal that to us, and he'll show us. But when you're talking about men and women of God that are in your circle, part of your team, that's supposed to be for your ministry, not competing against you, not trying to be you, but help push and enhance what God has given you. That's why I thank God for this conference line, the team that you have chosen to carry forth the assignments and mandates for this ministry conference line. You have entrusted in us. Even if you're on or not, you believe that Dr. Wilkes taking her position. Administrator
Absolutely.
Bryant has her position. Other leaders have their position, their role, amen, for this conference line. Even if you're on or not, still you have entrusted us to care for. Apostle Simmons on third Saturday morning for the prophet's touch. I ain't got to worry about it. The man of God got it.
And I'm going to do my best. Right. My God has graced me, amen, to bring glory to God and to bless this conference line through the vision that God has given you. Amen. I don't have no hidden agendas because I'm divinely connected to you.
Right.
But many people don't understand that, man.
Right. Absolutely not. And then when they see it, it's too late. You know, maybe when they finally see it, it's too late. Or when they finally go through that window of error or whatever it is, it's literally too late. Oh, man, I'm in here. Oh, man, I did that. Well, you were already told. You were already warned. You were already given the opportunity. I think in the church world is more like this than anybody. The church world do more of the testing of the each other. We do more testing of the military call it friendly fire. We do more battling with each other.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Following the instructions of a leadership. And it's almost like somebody coming to your church and you're teaching. That we're teaching on the key of David. Well, a lot of people haven't heard about the key of David. They only hear from Revelation 3 and 7. But when you're breaking it down from the three books, from theology, Christology to pneumatology, and breaking it down from God himself to Yeshua, Son, and the spirit realm, they don't understand it from that perspective. So what people will say is that we didn't learn that from where we were at. Okay, so now you're teaching it. You follow what I'm saying? We didn't learn it from there.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deep part. You didn't learn it from there, or you haven't been taught it from that perspective. But they come over to the ministry that God mandated you to be in. You follow me? And you're there with the mandate of the word of God. And now they're challenging you, but they're in your administration. They're challenging you, but they say God told them to come over there. So you're teaching them the right way, but they still got the old mindset of the former ministry, but they're coming over to your ministry.
Mm-hmm.
They say, okay, sure. So let me ask you a question. Why are you here in this ministry? So you have a problem with the teaching over here, but you say God told you to leave that ministry, but you're bringing the same thing that the other ministry taught you over here. And so you're being taught the correct way, but then you have a problem with it because you really still have the old ways in you. And some people don't know that they are more of a liability.
That's right. Yes, sir.
They're a liability than an asset.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They don't even understand that.
Sure.
They don't even understand the coverage they're under. I guarantee you, Apostle Simon and Lady Simon, I guarantee you, when people are faithful tithing, they're under the full coverage plan. When they're unfaithful, they're under liability. Because liability is better, so you don't have to pay for the full coverage. So most people only take liability. And what liability do is take care of the person that they hurt, but don't take care of them. And a lot of them been under liability ministry so long, they have to take care of the leader that hurt them, but it won't never help them. But if you're under my ministry, I take care of you if you hurt me and you hurt yourself. And you still ain't listening. I'm through, and I dropped the mic on that.
Wow. Yes, sir. Powerful, man. Powerful. But that's what we're dealing with. We have dealt with, and it's a reality, man. And that's why I believe that God is releasing to the people of God what we need, especially if we say we're believers. And this is why God gives us leaders, and Dr. Wilson, Pastor Aaron shared it on yesterday, passes after his own heart. Many people, again, prophet, they're attracted to certain things. Many people just come to your ministry, man, just because you're a prophet. They know you're going to prophesy into their life. What are you really coming to the man of God ministry for? What are you really coming to other leaders' ministry for? Are you coming because you love the Lord? Are you coming because God has ordained, orchestrated you to connect, to be a part of this ministry? God always has a purpose and a plan for our lives. And when he sent us somewhere to connect with men and women of God that will lead us, not we leading ourselves, but when he lead us. That's why he told us to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, he shall direct our path. He connecting you with that man and woman of God for a purpose.
to push you into that place, especially if you said God called you to the fivefold ministry, yes, to operate from that place. And that's why training, teaching, and equipping prophet, I think the Evangelist Okai brought it out, I believe, for leaders when they submit, get the proper training, teaching, and equipping. And you brought it out as well, prophet, because they still in the old mindset of what it was taught from that previous ministry. Now they're under your ministry, you breaking it down. You giving them the revelation of what it really means. So some people have a hard time, a challenge receiving that. Again, we know everybody on different levels of faith. But one thing that you can rest assured that if you're in a relationship with God, he ain't going to leave you in that state of mind. It's either, again, a spiritual mindset that God is going to transform, change, or it's some mental stuff going on. It could be bipolarism, mental stuff, psychological stuff. Then they need some professional help, doctor. I said over and over again, because we deal with people like that. People think it's demons, but it's just where they really need some help. And that's where the wisdom of God kicks in to help us to point the people in the right direction. You know, as a leader, I would say sit down. Look, woman of God, look, man of God, you really need some help in this area. I prayed and I prayed. Seemed like ain't nothing changing. You're still repetitively doing the same stuff over and over again. Look how many times you have gave the instruction, prophet, or to people over and over and over again. And I understand it's almost like parents to children giving them instruction what they need to do or they don't do it. That's where, again, the correction, the reproof, the rebuke, all that comes in at. And many people can't handle that, so they're moving their emotions. They're moving their feeling. They're moving their thoughts instead of moving in God's thoughts. And that's why we deal with what we deal with. Man, I say it all the time. Why in the world we make something so hard when God made it so easy? Let me say that again. Mm-hmm. Why have we made something so hard when God made it so easy for us as his children? The woman of God came on our conference line Wednesday, a New Day prayer prophet. She released a powerful word, prophetic word. God had just spoke to me on that Wednesday morning that I was fasting and praying. He said, son, what did I tell you? And I said, Lord, I think I was praying, had something before him. He said, what did I tell you? He said, I will fight for you. Battle don't belong to you. He said, if I be for you, who can be against you? The woman of God came back and ministered prophetic word to the people of God, to the conference line prayer call and went. She said, firm this word. So I knew I heard the Lord. And me and her had a conversation, so I knew it was God speaking. And God reminded us as men and women of God, he fight for us. Sometimes we take battles that we shouldn't even be fighting, especially when we are fighting each other. Got men and women of God, prophet, connected to you, to your ministry. They in your house now under your oil. Well, the oil is running down off you onto them, and they come against you because they don't like something you did or something you said in their emotions and their feelings. Now they're coming against you. When the oil is raining down, rolling down on them, and they got the same, it's almost like they got what a word I want to use. They have access to you. When sometimes others don't
even have it.
Going down on them, and they're going to come against you. It's going to flowing on them. I know many people say, well, I can go anywhere and be blessed. That's true. But when God divinely connect you with men and women of God, this is why people never profit, and many of us know that people, when it comes to their ministry, their leadership, their role, their calling, they never move into the divine purpose of their calling, of the mandate and assignment, because they never submit to God's will, nor to the men and women of God that God has assigned to their life. Check this out, prophet. If I had trusted 2016, when you reached out to us, I could say this verbatim. If I had not obeyed God and reached back out to you, you told me to pray, man of God. You told me to pray, seek God. This is what the Lord said. We did. I reached back out to you. We connected. We've been connected ever since. And from ever since, man, through what God has been doing, because God knew that you had what I needed.
Amen.
That what you had that I needed, I believe that we brought something to the table to also enhance what God was doing in through you. I believe if people should ever see that and understand that, man,
order, man. He does it in alignment. And I know that's why it has to be kingdom, man. That makes the difference. He released that wisdom to us. So I just bless God on today, man.
Likewise. And I echo the sentiments on my end as well in terms of growing, because growth demands change. And many people don't want to change, so they're not going to grow. They're used to the things the way it should be done, the old way. And I think we all said that this is global. This is not only regular church people, but globally. If people think they're coming back to the church world doing it the old way, it's not going to happen. If they think they're going to come back doing it the way they did it and back in the day or before 2019, it's not going to happen the way that. It's absolutely not going to happen. Those days are forever gone. Those days, if you come back in the church and you don't have a marketing tool, if you come back to the church and you don't have the ability to have communication and to understand social media system, you're not going to survive. You're not going to survive. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it in the old way. If you coming back to the church and think you're not going to have a powerful evangelism team, a protocol in place, you're not going to make it. If you're coming back just to do take up 25 offerings and yell and scream at the people and you think you're going to survive, that's not going to happen. Because many churches have done that, yelling at the people to make them do this and make them do that. They today they're not even effective. They're not even in operation. You know, yelling over the pulpits and screaming and throwing fear on the people. Those things are not working. It worked back in the day for those who was always in fear. But that not really working now. If you don't have a sense, and I think Leslie Wolf said it, you said it, meaning if you don't have an understanding and a knowledge of the word of God, and to be able to break that word down, so you can't just run on a Sunday morning and go up there and preach a watered message and think that people are going to be falling, be blessed. It's not going to happen. But we are in a wiser generation. When I say wiser, but a wickeder one. And you have to be able to break that word down to the people. Even if it looks like it's going over their head, I bet they'll go back 10 times and pick it up each nugget, and they're going to get it back number 4, 5, or 6. Because people, we are in a totally different dispensational mindset of the world and the people, and it's not going to be the same. That's it. But that's what I want to say. But I appreciate the words that you shared today, man, and the reason, man, it's really blessing us on here, you know, and blessing the people of God.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, sir. Yeah, based on what you just said there, Dr. Wilkes and Pastor Aaron brought it out yesterday, especially when she went to the scripture concerning even God's servant in the church. Proverbs 29 and 18, God gave me revelation concerning that years ago. Powerful. You know, when he said where there's no vision, where there's no revelation, you have to have revelation now. Many people feel like when the canon, when the Bible was closed, they felt like God quit speaking. They, you know, religion, traditional churches, leaders would tell you that from a theological standpoint. No, God is still speaking. How you think he's still speaking to us through, as men and women of God? We have the word of God, but by his spirit. That's why I wanted to read something like quick, Prophet. I want to give a quote that my wife said, too, before we leave off the line. I want to go to, let me turn here. I want to read that. I meant to read it earlier. Listen to this when it comes, and Prophet, I think you addressed it some time ago. Listen to what Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. I'm going to read these verses. Listen, good people of God. He said, and our brother, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. He said, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he said, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in too much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Verse 6, he said, howbeit,
We speak the wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that comes to naught. But he said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That's what God is doing through a prophet, through us, giving us revelation. We decoding some things to the people of God, yeah. Opening up the mystery, the secrets of the kingdom of God. He said, wisdom God ordained before the world unto our glory. He said, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And many people take the scripture out of context here. When they claim they prophesy, they say, but as it is written, I have not seen, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by what? His Spirit. Searching all things, yea, the deep things of God. This is how God reveals to the men and women of God, to reveal, convey unto the people of God and prophet. That's why you was able to break down 2020. People really don't even understand. That's why a lot of things we say are
you know, in
plain sight, but it's hidden.
Let me say this. Because a leader called me, a leader from another city called me and was telling me how somebody had a problem with me breaking the numbers down. Now, they didn't refute that I broke everything down accurately. The problem is, I would like that leader to jump on and unmute their line, but I don't want people to know who they are. They had a problem because they said I was dealing with astrology. Let me tell people something. Before we start dealing with ancient spirit and ancient deities and God, astrology was before. Astrology was in eternity. Everything you see
that's right.
That is happening. This stuff was already in existence. This is realms, dimensions. What do you think dimensions are? What do you think realms are?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think height, width, depths are?
Come on.
And you know, it's so interesting how people, when they're so jealous of you, and I'm speaking to the jealousy one, they're so jealous of you, they have no way of, no other way. So now they want to say, I'm dealing with astrology. Okay, give me astrology, divine astrology. Okay,
that's right.
You have a problem with astrology, but you haven't passed physics.
Come on.
Let me say that again. You want to talk about astrology, but you haven't had a class in physics. You haven't had a class in nanoparticles. You don't even understand scientific research. But yet and still, you would let somebody give you a shot with a neoparticle in there, part of a system that operates in your body. But you want to come in there and talk about me dealing with astrology. Sit your little lying, demonized butt down. Matter of fact, let me tell you something. Please, Saints, don't get me wrong, because I ain't scared of none of y'all. The reason you're on the conference because you came. So, and if you leave, I'm still not going to be. I'm not mad at you because I deal with three. What is the statistic now, Minister Brian? Prophet Matthew threw with 3.5 million people a week. So you just wanted the 3.5, so we take you out and be 3.5, whatever number it is. So I don't worry about that stuff anymore. People running in, God told me to leave. That foolishness don't bother me no more. Let me say this to people. See, you are putting stuff in your system. Don't be mad at me, I please. That's changing the very substratum of your organ. What do you think that is? What do you think that is? That's changing how can I put that? What do you look at when you look at an anatomy of a body? You're dealing with what? Thank you. You're dealing with the chemicals of every organ in your body. So when you sit here and say, he's dealing with astrology. Well, what do you think you're dealing with when you go to the doctor and use a psychotropic medication? Don't you think they research on your body, every organ, how the medication is supposed to work? The church, the people in the church world need to break out of being institutionalized by the ancient spirit of religion and paganism. Do you know what paganism is? Paganism is based upon traditions of Nimrod. Nimrod wanted to identify the system of the number system or the depths and the rank of how God did things. That's what Nimrod was about. He was trying to build a tower to heaven. He was trying to be like God. He was trying to do everything like God. He
Let me tell you something. When people get finished talking about all this foolishness, and then they get done at the end of the day, we going to see who's going to stay in. Because it's all about who's going to stand, who's going to endure to the end. Because the Bible says, he that endured to the end shall be saved. Not he that give you his statistic or his mind or what he think, his viewpoint or his opinion. But I'm just saying that, man of God, because it's so interesting how people will follow you, but they don't like you. People want to be like you and take your statistics, but when you say something that don't agree with their spirit, they have an issue with it. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting that people will follow you on Facebook and won't miss a heartbeat and get everything you say to them, but then they turn around and they won't stop following you, but they'll take quotes. Benjamin, please help me come out with that book on marriage. Help some of these people. But they out here acting like they got it together, and they wife running the church. Anyway, let me leave that alone. So people need to get. See, when you trying to jump on me, I got me stirred up there. I didn't get off wisdom. Let me get back on wisdom.
Well, prophet, no, you're good. You're good because if someone that's connected to